Blog Talk Radio. Code.
Oh.
Mike Cube.
Come on, baby mama.
watch your zone. Simple little nigga, put the sun in your nuts. What? Yo, dude, about the fuck if you trust. You won't run when I hit you, put you under the pump. You won't run with your nigga, now you're close enough to shoot once. It's a rope, put you both in the slump, huh? Go ahead, nigga, pop off. You can get your family, your mans, and the shot off. I'ma get the amps, your amp, blow your top off. Shit funny to the gun in your face. You better run with your nigga, better open the safe. You better come for the money, better show us the weight. I'm gonna come with gorillas, cause I'm one with the apes. And put shots in your butt like you wanted a cake, huh?
Da 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 What? Mike Cube.
Rodney Prodigy and James Icon presents What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the Light Box. 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. I gotta excuse me, I'm all over the place. Thank you for tuning in to the State of Emergency show. How's everybody's Wednesday doing? Chat room, hello, everyone, and if you guys can hear me, let me know. I want to make sure everyone can hear me, as well as everyone on the Facebook chat and everyone on Facebook. How's everybody doing? I can hear you. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, cool. Okay, thank you. All right, tonight's show, we are going to be talking about gay parenting. It was a request that came along a couple of weeks ago, and I said I was going to talk about it and open up the floor for you guys to, you know, talk about it and debate it and give your opinions and everything based on the topic itself. But we're going to be talking about gay parenting, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, you know, transgender. We're going to be talking about that, you know, how it is for them to biologically have a child, raise a child, and some of the questions and debate and stuff that came up is, you know, are you a good parent, you know, biologically, if that happens? And how do you protect your child from your ball life? And should you protect your child from the ball life? Does your children know you're the father instead of the mother? You know, as far as the transgender parents go, are your children, you know, going to grow up resentful that they were cheated out of a normal life because their parents have a underground lifestyle called ballroom, or they basically live a DL life? And if your kids don't know, would you ever tell them? And it goes deeper than that, you know. We know that there's a lot, whenever you want to, we know that there's a lot, we hear about it, hold on a second, whenever you like. We always hear about moms, you know, two lesbian women raising a child. And then, you know, we do see sometimes the gay dad, two men raising a child. But then we do see a lot of the instances where we have the transgender parenting. You have the femme queens and the trans men or the butches, and they're raising a child or having children. That one kind of takes the cake a little bit because what happens to that child as that child grows up? You know, and this is some of the big questions that people have. What happens to that child as that child grows up when their mom is really, you know, society will look at the mother as, you know, the mom, but she's really a femme queen, and look at the dad as the dad, but he's really a butch or a trans man. How does it affect the child growing up? And you have couples out there that do this. They do this, you know, because they want to have the children. They want to feel, you know, they want to feel having the responsibility of being a parent. So how does that affect them when they do grow up? You have parents as well that are escorts and things of that sort. They have that lifestyle, and yet they're raising a child. It puts the child in danger. I know of people who are the mother and the father are escorts, and the child is, you know, back and forth between the couple. So, you know, there's a lot that we can discuss about this. So I'm going to open the floor for you guys, open the door for you guys to talk about it. But that's where we're going with this. If you guys are on the phone line and you want to be a part of tonight's topic, please call in and press 1. I'm going to bring on some of my co-hosts. I don't know some of these numbers. So press 1. Somebody press 1 and they sit their hand down and you put it down. Stay right there. Nobody press nothing right now. I'm going to go to some of the callers real quickly. Hi, Mr. Man. And see who these callers are before I bring on the people that I do know. And Bishop, I do see you. So let's get the cast members because I know you have a lot to say. And I want you to say a lot because I know your situation as well. So but let me get everybody on. So don't think I'm going to forget about you either because I do see you. So really quickly, 410-500, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, how's this?
I'm Jason.
Jason who?
Don't play with me.
Why are you calling from your cell phone?
Because Comcast cut a wire and they have yet to come fix my phone.
Yeah, you sound really weird. It doesn't even sound like you. As well as we will interrupt the show shortly with Rodney and or James that will be coming on tonight to talk about their event, What's in the Name Part 2, this weekend in D.C., well, in Suitland, Maryland, at the Upscale Ballroom this Saturday. For those of you who are going to the event and have any questions in reference to categories, locations, I don't think it should be a problem with locations because we all know about it. But any other specific questions, please call in. Rodney will be on the air. I'm not sure if James is coming on, but he is welcome to come on as well. And they will be here to talk about their categories, answer any questions or anything like that as well. The next caller is 214-477. You're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. This is J-Rock.
Hi, J-Rock. I thought you had to go to sleep.
I did. I just wanted to make sure that I said hello to everyone and make sure, you know, that I spoke. And not only that, I seen that it was on the flyer. I was just going to make sure because I had that one question, and I'm going to listen to the show later about the actual transsexuals that have to raise sons and how, you know, if they did, if some of them, if somebody out there has that experience, can they call in and tell how it went? I mean, is it going well? Do you have any teenagers? I mean, how is that going? Because I think that's like, that's big to be a transsexual and then you have a son. Do that, is he still, I mean, is he feminine acted? Do you still treat him like a boy? I mean, you know, just, it might sound crazy, but that is something that I just always wanted to know.
All right, so your question is basically transsexual
women
raising boys.
Right.
Not raising girls, but raising boys.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, if we have any them queens out there that want to share the experience, please call in. I know one, but she's raising a girl. But that would be interesting. I would like to know. But J-Rock, do you want me to mute you? You want to stay there or you want to go?
No, I'm about to go ahead and call it a night and go to sleep because I got a physical at 4 a.m. in the morning.
All right, sweetie. Thank you for checking in with us.
Okay.
And I'll talk to you later.
All righty.
All right. Alexis, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
Hey, Alexis. How are you?
I'm okay.
Are you on chat with Kelly?
I'm on chat with somebody else.
Okay. Enrique, you're on the air.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. How are we doing?
Hey, Enrique.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
So what do you people think about tonight's topic?
I mean, there's so many different avenues you can go, actually. Like, as far as the gay parenting, I mean, that can go far via ballroom, because I know actual ballroom parents who are actually decent parents. And then I also know, like, a lot of gay parenting, I don't want to say real gay parenting, the actual same-sex couples are parenting, and I don't really see a difference in stuff. Because, you know, there are certain lesbian couples that have kids where the fathers aren't involved, and there are certain lesbians that have kids where the father are involved, because you have different people who have different beliefs. That if you have a boy, that you should have a male figure around and stuff like that. I mean, you know, it kind of runs deep. That's just to touch on it a little bit. So I'll just stop right there until we get more depth into it.
Hi, Alexis. What's your opinion on it?
I mean, I think that anybody that has enough, anybody that's mature enough to have kids and raise them, I tip my hat off to them. I do realize that there are even people in our straight community that isn't capable of raising kids. So I just think anybody that has that is adult enough to have kids, and as long as they can take care of them, I tip my hat off to them.
All right. Jason, I don't know if you want to share with everyone. I think you've shared before, but you want to share with everyone your story?
Well, being the product of a gay relationship, my mother was gay, and she decided when she left my stepfather that she was going to, she got with a woman, and they were together for until she passed away. So growing up in a household with two women, for me, it was fine because in the beginning I didn't know that it was actually a lesbian relationship till I actually came out to my mother and told her that I was gay. I just thought that Dad just looked at him as like I just had two moms or two sisters. They lived together, and that's how I always looked at it. Everybody else looked at it differently. Once I accepted it and realized what it was, it used to bother me when we would go out, because I guess you would say my mother was kind of was more the dominant one. She had a shorter haircut. She was tall like I am. And it used to bother me when we would go out sometimes and people would call her sir. I would get upset with that, but it wouldn't bother her. Thank God society is a little more accepting now with everything that's going on, that if my mother was alive now, she could be comfortable on her job. She wouldn't have to say that her partner was her sister. She wouldn't have had to say her partner was my godmother or something like that. They would have been able to be more comfortable in society now than they were then. So, I mean, for me, I mean, the only hardship was that when I came out, my mother blamed her because she felt like because there was no longer a male in the house, she was responsible for me being gay, and that was totally not the case at all.
Okay. you guys have to excuse me. I'm choking over here. Okay. Let me ask you people a question. Do you think, and I guess we're just going to use the examples, do you think it's easier for a child to be brought up by two women or two men? If you compare the two, do you think one is going to be harder on that person growing up? They'll run into more problems and stuff, or, you know, vice versa. What do you think? And I'll just start with Jason. Do you think it's easier but raised by two women or two men? Or it doesn't make a difference?
in the household, I think now society is more accepting of seeing two women raising a child together than they are seeing two men. That's just my opinion.
Okay, Alexis. Alexis. Okay. Enrique?
I really don't see a difference, to be honest. I think that if we're talking about the present, it's more acceptable for both. But if you're talking about maybe 10 years ago, 10 to 15 years ago, I guess it's more, it was easier for people to grasp two women doing it. But mind you, this is in the white sector. I actually see a lot of male couples having kids and stuff like that. And I've seen that to be really acceptable now, really acceptable. In that genre, I don't see too much in the, I don't see it too much. Not saying it doesn't exist, but I don't see it too readily in the black gay community as I do in the white gay community.
Okay. Alexis, are you still there? Chat room, I need you guys to help me out with this. It's a lot of people missing tonight. Everyone must be caught in a storm or something. What is the weather giving up there?
It's snowing up here. It's real snowy and wet and raining.
It's just raining down here for right now. I don't know about the snow part, but it's just wet.
Alexis, which ones do you feel? Is it easier for two women or two men?
Good question. You know, honestly, I would probably prefer, well, it depends on the kind of relationship, because either way you look at it, it could be the same. If two guys were raising a kid and you had one masculine figure and one feminine, that I could see them raising, you know, sons and daughters. And the same as a stud and a femme raising a kid. I can see them, because my sister has two daughters and her girlfriend is a stud. And she's, you know, but she's, they raise the kids as a family. You understand? So I don't see where, as long as there's both a feminine and a masculine figure in their life, and you do take the time to sit down and explain to them what is really going on, I think it's okay.
Okay. Okay. What do you feel about, and I'm just going to start off from Jason down to Alexis down to Enrique, what do you feel about femme queens and butches, or femme queens and / trans men having children?
This is just my own personal opinion, because I don't know many couples that are doing that. I don't have many transgender, trans men friends. To me, and I'm not being disrespectful, again, this is just my own opinion, it can be confusing. One of the things that I don't like, one of the things that has bothered me here is that I've seen a lot of stud couple relationships where there is one of the women that is really, really more masculine. And I guess it bothers me because in my relationship, in my upbringing, my mother was still my mother. She still was a woman. She may have had a shorter haircut. She may have wore pants and stuff, but she still knew she was a woman. She still carried herself as a woman. I called her mother. She was never my father. She was never none of those. So for me, that's how I was brought up. And these were great. Like one of my niece just had a baby with her gay friend. So he has a lover, she has a lover, and my great niece goes back and forth between the two of them. But my great niece knows that she has two sets of fathers and a set of mothers. It confuses me and it bothers me when I see these couples and there's this woman telling this, there's one telling this, other telling the child to call her daddy, and you can clearly tell that it's still a woman, but she's telling this child to call this woman daddy. So if there are couples out there that are out there that can explain that or educate me on that, that's fine, because with me, that really confuses me, because you're confusing the child. You're a woman, but you're telling this child to call this woman dad. And I've always had a problem with that.
Okay. Okay. Alexis, your opinion on that.
Okay. I have somebody on the computer telling me they have something to say, too. This is my thing. I lost my thought. What was the question again, Jasmine?
Okay.
The trans man and the transgender, right? The trans man and the femme queen, right?
Yeah. That's my question. Or Butch.
Because he has a problem with that. But if a guy just is a transgender woman and they've been a couple and they could be married, is it okay if the kids call her mommy, but she's not biologically a woman? Because he has a problem with trans men being called dad.
Jason.
But Jason, did you say the person you said was calling dad didn't look like a man? It looked like a woman. Is that what you said?
Exactly. That's what I said.
It wasn't a transgender then, right?
You said
right.
Okay.
You said the transgender didn't look like a man.
No, not at all.
Okay, the trans man didn't look like a man.
So it wasn't a transgender then. She was a butch.
It probably was a butch, a dyke, and
So okay, it's more, and it's more popular up north that I have noticed, where oh, that was so funny! I just thought about something. Where the trans. Oh God, they're both transgender. Where the transsexuals date the trans men, or the femme queens date the butch or the studs, AGs or whatever. To me, is like I said once again, long as you have one that represents that masculine side, it's like a battery. You have two poles on a battery, and in order to get a great connection, you need both poles. You need that negative and that positive. You need that mother and you need that father figure. And if you think about it, it's so much, it's almost like ballroom, because do you remember one time when you had the effeminate butch queens were being fathers?
Yeah, I do. It happened often, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. Okay, but my thing is, as long as you had that masculine figure and that feminine figure, that female figure in the life, once they come to an age where they can understand what's going on, do you understand what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with it. As long as you let the kid know what's going on, what are their parents doing in their life, I don't see where there should be a big problem with it.
Yeah, I agree. I think as long as you have two sets of examples, you know what I'm saying? I think the problem is, as long as you don't lie to the kids, you let them know exactly what's going on. Like, of course, when they're old enough to understand, but once they're old enough to understand, don't keep masking it. Once you let them know, sit down and have a conversation, what's going on? Because I'd rather for them to tell their kids than the neighborhood to tell their kids. Or the kids, because, you know, other kids can be really vicious. Or kids to tell you what's going on, and you probably had no idea. You know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Or other family members.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that stuff.
I think as long as you're honest from the very beginning, and like Alexis, like you guys said, as long as having two set examples. I mean, I know, like the white couple I'm talking about, they're not the most masculine. They're not femme either. But they do have uncles, and they have, like, their fathers or grandfathers that can bring that masculinity in, per se. You know what I'm saying? So they're not completely shut off. And the kid does know what's going on. You know, so it is what it is.
Okay. We're going to go to two callers. The first caller is 404-468. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. Okay, I'm from Atlanta. My name is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi.
I was invited to a transgender where all the transgenders and sex changes were all just have you know, nice gathering or something of that nature. And there was a lot of sex changes that actually came to the gathering. And there was one particular girl there who had said that she had the procedure done where she actually paid to have a baby and cared the baby and all this. And I just wanted to know, have any of you all heard of
this?
Hold on.
Could you say that one more time?
Enrique, hold on. I want everybody to cut the background noise. I have
heard
that
jiggling stuff.
I don't know, but listen. I have heard this story about this particular girl, and I'm not going to call her name.
I know her personally, yes.
But as far as I'm concerned, I do not see it physically possible.
I thought the same thing because she is a ballroom scene girl from back in the day.
Yes, she is.
I just, physically, I couldn't understand that either, but she honestly sat here and told us that she had the baby and she paid over $20,000 to have the procedure done.
This was, what year was this when?
Is this a daughter? Does she have a daughter by any chance? Is this a little girl that she supposed to have? Okay, I think I know you're talking about that.
It was like 2008, somewhere up in there.
She had a boy.
It's a little boy.
Okay, that is not who I think it is. Okay.
She, I remember the story, and when I heard it, I'm like, tell her to stop fucking lying. Okay, she got her pussy, I understand, I'm happy for her. But, baby, there is no, unless you can show me, you're going to cut it, show me, I need documentation, I need to see, I want to talk to the doctor.
Alexa, stop right there. If that was even possible, do you know how much media coverage that would have gotten?
Okay, y'all lost me a little bit. I'm sorry, because I was doing something else. I will put you on shortly. They don't want you on, but I will put you on, but you can't be this aggressive.
Wait a minute, Kevin, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
Calm
down. Now, call.
Yes.
What did
you
say again?
Okay.
Alexis. Huh?
Because I'm on my cell phone, so it's kind of breaking up. Can you or Enrique kind of sort of give a recap? Because I missed part of that.
All right. There was this girl in Atlanta, I want to say about 5 years ago, because the boy should just be going to kindergarten or either first grade right now. She has said that she went and had the whole procedure done. She got her change. She said she paid the doctors extra money to place a baby in her. Okay, first.
Right.
Hold on. First of all, I understand that you have plastic up in it to make you think, you know, you have an ovary. It's not impossible. And when I hear this story, I really just be like, girl, are y'all still carrying on with this? You mean to tell me that this lady really did this and nobody really heard about it? It's just a rumor in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it'll have to be a rumor.
So now, hold on. Now, wait. Now, Jasmine, seeing as though you are a new change woman, have you ever... Okay, that's all I want to know.
Ain't no way possible.
Jasmine, don't you think? I mean,
it was, best believe,
you would have had yours.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think people need to hear. I think people need to be smart when they think about it. Something to me, that's a miracle. Something like that to paint to a miracle, it'll be all over the place. She would have been on Oprah the whole nine.
You would have to just think of everything that comes with. Now you have to be, how smart is everyone to know medically what it takes to for a child to be, you know, to grow within the body.
Right.
And how are they going to put that whole procedure inside of you as far as, you know, the feeding?
Umbilical cord and all of that stuff.
Everything, you know, the genes that are being transferred constantly over into the child, everything of that nature. I mean, seriously, you know, I guess. I mean, you know, maybe one day, and it would be beautiful. Best believe it would be beautiful, but chocolate.
But, yeah, I mean, she was actually trying to get the other transgenders to try to do the procedure. And I was just sitting there just looking like, what in the hell?
That's like the next season of American Horror Story, honey, because what the heat going to look like after that?
Yeah, and that could be very dangerous to the actual person's body. They would try to attempt anything like that because that could kill them as well.
Exactly. They'll be looking all mortified and mutated and all the rest of that stuff. Thank you, caller. Another question I came across now that we are talking about new women is if you are a new woman and you did have a child, you know, or adopted a child or had a child with someone else, or you, you know, had your sperm, you know, sent off and, you know, withheld and medically treated and all the rest of that stuff, and one day you found a, you know, surrogate, all, you know, the whole shebangle, and you had a child, would you tell that child your real teeth when you grow up, when he grows up, he or she grows up? What do you guys feel about that? Do you think the new women should tell their child the teeth?
Let me say this, yes. I feel like being a new woman is you're a new person, right? But at the same time, it's like you don't have to relocate to a different, you don't have to just relocate and become a whole new person altogether. Because someone somewhere is gonna come back and bite you in the ass, I feel. It's just like dealing with a boy. If you don't tell a guy, even though, like, I remember talking to one of the girls, and she was like, ooh, girl, I tell the boys my tea. And I used to be like, bitch, you crazy. I'm going to tell a motherfucker so a goddamn thing. But then I thought about it. Being a urban legend in your city, just because you don't know that person doesn't mean somebody will see y'all out or whatever. And they were like, oh, you know, da 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 da, and they be like, "Why you understand what I'm saying?"
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I said, a family member.
I remember. Is it?
Tracy? Was you pushing that?
Was it Tracy?
Yeah, because they always try it.
It was. I don't. If Nicole is listening. I want to. It was a Tracy episode. Tracy Africa, but it was another girl, and if Nicole is listening, I want to say we were on her show one night, and we were talking about, we were talking about one of the girls who was dating this big designer, they were supposed to be getting married, whatever, she never told the guy her team, and he found out and ended up in, I cannot remember what the girl's name was.
White girl or black girl?
I want to say she was a white girl. I don't, maybe she was mixed or light skinned, one of the light skinned girls. I can't really remember her name at this point. But I remember Nicole, we were on her show one Thursday night, and we were talking about it. And she brought that up about the child, the girl who didn't tell her tea or whatever. I can't think of her name, though.
Yeah, you would have to definitely, like you said, move to a whole nother state. Or possibly get, like, feminization or something to the point where people don't recognize it. Not totally change a look, but very small remnants or something like that, because somebody's going to spook you quickly, especially if you're in the scene or we're very popular.
Okay. You shouldn't be... Jason, what is your opinion? Do you think a new woman should tell the child?
Me and Enrique had this conversation about a mutual friend, and I've always said that if that was something that I went through and decided to carry out and I became a new woman, I would move so fucking far away from everyone that I knew and I would leave this lifestyle alone altogether just for the security and the safety of my new life. So, no, I wouldn't tell my child at all because I'm a new person.
But you wouldn't have a child. I mean, are you talking about the child you had when you was a male? Or are you talking about adopted child? I mean, what is...
No, Jasmine is saying that you froze your sperm, you became a new woman, and you found a surrogate, and the surrogate agreed to carry your child. Once the child was born, and the surrogate gives you the child, and the surrogate now goes on about their business. So it's just you and the child. Do you share with the child that mommy at one point in time was daddy, or do you just let the child grow up thinking mommy was mommy? And since you're a new woman with a whole new identity, a whole new life, it's no need in talking about your past because your past is gone. There's
now, what about
no
your family? Room. What about your family, though? That family comes into play with that. So do you completely cut your family
out? Jasmine, stop murdering the keyboard. Stop murdering the keyboard.
Sorry.
But this is, but you know what, Jason, you have to move to another planet. I'm sorry, because even somewhere on the other side of the earth, you cannot remain in the United States. Let me explain something to you. This little thing that's sitting in front of me right now is a powerful machine.
Hello.
You will be surprised at what people, only thing they need to know is your name.
True.
They will find you.
But it's not even that. I'll be honest with you. You can be who you are, you know, a new woman or whatever. Or even, you know, we keep saying new women, but there's a lot of new men out there as well.
Right.
But you could be a new woman or a new man, and God forbid, because this happened with me, something happens and you end up in the hospital or the emergency room or something of that nature. Depending on how much treatment they are giving you and what they're going to do to you and how bad your damages are or whatever they're going to do, the doctors, and they're going to find out what's really going on with you. I know personally with me, I've had some issues when I wound up in the hospital. And, you know, in the beginning, they don't know. You know, they don't say anything. You know, they don't know. They just go based on, you know, when's the last time you had, you know, your period and all the rest of this stuff. And when's the last time you've been pregnant and, you know, all the crazy stuff. But eventually when they start getting into your anatomy and what they got to open you up for and things of that sort, I know I've told the doctor, hey, listen, this is, you know, what's really going on. And because our anatomy is different than an actual woman's or vice versa man. So even if you're going through that in a hospital or whatever, then, like you said, you move out of the country or a small town or whatever, then it gets leaked enough from the hospital into the city or into the neighborhood, eventually somebody's going to find you. I'm just using it. You're never going to be 100% safe. But... you know, that's just where I'm at with that. Enrique, what was your opinion on it? Then I want to say my opinion.
About the the mother thing?
To be honest.
I think that, like you guys have already said, I mean, you're going to have to completely, you have to be honest with that child. Because postpartum, like you said, something medically happens to you or something's medically needed with the child. You know what I'm saying? Something definitely would have to, just for the child's record, you have to be honest, I think, because it would be devastating for him to find out if he's 26 or 27, and now all of a sudden you throw it on him. You know what I'm saying?
So definitely.
I would have to be honest with that.
And that's my opinion as well. I am one, and if I ever came to that and I had a child and, you know, it got to that point, I would have to be honest. You know, I would definitely, because when it comes to my heart and it comes to love and all the rest of that stuff, if I have that much love and I have that much affection, and, you know, for anyone, be it somebody I'm in a relationship with or, you know, it was my child or adopted child or whatever, I would have to, especially as they got older, because that's something that can really affect them. And I also believe, honestly, because I have a younger brother. And when my mom passed away and my grandmother passed away a few years later, I raised my brother from the age of 13, 12 actually, from the age of 12 to, you know, this day, and he's in his 20s. And one thing I realized when I raised him, he had an open mind, you know, about gay people, about transgenders. He had a very open mind. He was one of those types, and he's very hood, you know, a rapper. Anybody that knows him, you find him all over YouTube and all the rest of that stuff. Very hood, ghetto, mad at the world and all the rest of that stuff. But bottom line is, he still has a lot of respect for the gay community and transgenders. And even I've, you know, seen him around his friends, and his friends don't know my fear or nothing. So, you know, they'll be, like, in the room rapping and da-da-da-da. And if you hear them using the word, like, faggot, a lot, or, you know, stuff like that, he'll be like, yeah, you know, he'll, I've even heard him go back and forth with them. But he'll be like, no, no, say that, don't say that in this house, don't say that in this house. And they'll be like, why? What you a fag? You know, and then they'll get into an argument and stuff. But he was very protective, and I believe that if you're honest with them at a young age and you open up to them and you teach them, that they can grow up being, you know, very positive and not these closet, hateful gay bashers that are out there.
Yeah, I believe that as well.
Mm-hmm. But I would have to definitely tell my child the truth. We have a lot of callers, and I'm going to go to them shortly. And then I'm going to come to you, Bishop. So I'm coming to you. You might want to take a break. But I'm going to give the man a chance to talk, because I know he's a parent as well. But 917-835, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Enrique. Hi, Alexis. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Vonna.
Hey, Vonna.
Hey, Vonna.
This is Claudia.
Oh, hi, Claudia. Dear, my Lord. What's up, Claudia?
Hi. This is for Jason. Jason, you there?
Oh, God. I'm here.
Jason, I'm transgender, and my boyfriend of 2 years is a trans man. And we have a little puppy named Kevin who's 7 years old, a dog year. So, I mean, next year he'll be 14, so I'm going to tell him then.
Say what?
Claudia, I'm about to get on the PATH train, and I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass when I get there.
I said I'm a femme queen, and my boyfriend of 2 years is a trans man. And we have a puppy who in dog years is 7 years old, so that means next year he'll be 14, so we're going to tell him then.
Claudia, are you, okay, first of all, are you really dating a trans man?
Yes.
Are you guys planning on having kids, or do you guys want kids?
My plumbing isn't working.
Say it again?
My plumbing doesn't work.
Oh, okay. But it's well, okay. Now, this might, I know your plumbing doesn't work. Okay. Is has he went through the change as well?
Huh?
Has he completely went through the change as well?
Pretty much.
So he can't have children.
No.
Oh, okay.
So basically, Claudia, you just called in to pluck my feathers.
Exactly.
I love you, Claudia.
I love you too, Jason. Y'all can put me back on hold. I just had to pick with you. Bye, Alexis.
Put her on hold, because she might, like, you can, like, need Claudia to come back on. Now we have an actual thing. You know, Kelly should come on as well, too, because wasn't Kelly trying to have a child as well?
That was a rumor. I have a
No, Kelly said it, though. She said it on the show.
I have a girlfriend that dates. Let me tell y'all about my girlfriend. My girlfriend. I know, she's so confusing to me at times. She's sitting here laughing at me. She's so confusing because we'll be talking, and she dates AGs, trans men, you know, butches like that. She's open. She likes butch queens. She does the fish. And we be having a conversation sometimes, and I just be looking at her like, "Bitch, are you serious?"
And she and I have a girlfriend that goes to school with me, real cunt, and she's pretty much the same way. So I told him I was going to introduce them to each other and see what happens. Because
wow.
I believe that my film queen girlfriend will try to have sex with my cunt girlfriend and probably try to get her pregnant. I wouldn't put it past her.
Does she want kids? Because a lot of transgenders do want kids, though.
She said no, she don't want kids.
Oh, okay.
But she loves to have sex with kids.
I want a child, honey. If anybody out there, hit me up. 443-473, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, Chris. How are all y'all doing?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm calling to respond. Somebody had made a comment. They was like, first of all, I'm a transgender woman. Somebody had made the comment, once you transition, it's a new life, so you wouldn't want to tell somebody about your old life because you have a new life now. But with me being a transgender woman, just because I may have been a boy in my past life doesn't mean it was still my life. And I feel like with me accepting that, that's part of my truth. That's part of my honesty. So now, even though I have a new life now, it doesn't mean that I'm going to forget about my old life or put my old life in the past. Because when you hide stuff, you give power to other people because people think you're ashamed of it. And I feel like we as transgender women and men, our past is what makes us who we are today. So instead of trying to hide it, we should try to embrace it because it's who we are and it's what we are. We didn't start off as female or male. We started off as opposite, and that's the beauty of the transition. So I think we should accept our past as well as accept our future and move towards our future and try to find balance in both. So that's all I wanted to say.
Hold on, Carla. I think the comment that you're referring to, if I'm not mistaken, we were talking about new women. Not just the transgender, but people who have gone and done the whole gender reassignment surgery. That's what we were referring to at the time. But I do agree with you. I feel that we all need to, if we have kids or even a lover, we need to let them know where we came from so they can understand.
Because you're going to have somebody that's going to want kids or something like that. Suppose you date a guy who really is family-oriented and really want to have kids.
Well, I can't have kids, and that's the bottom line.
Well, I'm sure, but then, you know, they want to go through the blood tests and stuff like that to see the reason why.
I can't have kids. I'm sorry.
I mean, now that we're on I remember one time listening to the Tom Jordan Morning Show, and a new woman called in. Well, she wrote Tom Jordan a letter, and she had been married for about 3 years, and she said that she's been married for 3 years. Her husband does not know that she used to be a man, and he is, for the last 2 years of their marriage, he has been pursuing her because he wanted to have a child.
Wait, hold on, Jason. So, not only has she been dating this man, but she is now married to this guy, and she still hasn't told him her tea.
And no. she never told him that she was born a man, and she had surgery to become a woman. And he wants to have children. And she, for the last 3 years, she's been finding ways to get around it or draw it off. So her letter was. So she ended up telling him the truth that she was born a man and she's now a woman, or she just tell him a lie that she can't have children.
Well,
for at that point where she's at right now, as much as I hate to say it, she's going to have to stick with Big because she can get killed if she goes the A route.
Yeah, I would say the same thing.
Yeah.
But I don't know about the whole kill thing. The only reason why I say that is I'll explain something to you. Most of us who are in this position, we're very, very smart. all of us on this phone is smart, because that's what this lifestyle does to us. It helps us to grow, and we have to learn from so many areas. But best believe, if you are in a relationship with someone, and let's just say, not saying I personally, well, I have personally done it, but bottom line is, when you're in that relationship, in the very beginning, you start throwing hints out there, just seeing where that person's mentality is. And number one, you see if they're gay friendly. And, you know, if they're, you know, have so much hatred and so forth and so on. You learn so much about the person. It could be hints. It could be my cousin. I have an aunt, you know, my mother, so forth and so on. Little things like that. And you learn from the guy that he's not so hateful. Now, not saying that, you know, that's not the case with this, but when you learn so much about a person, it's like, okay, I can keep this going on for so long. Now, not saying I agree. Now, 2 years and then getting married, that's a whole big thing. But bottom line is, yeah, I would have said it before, you know, we got married and stuff. But the bottom line is, she probably knows so much more about him, not for just what you know, what's happening at this point, but what in order to protect her, because anything could have happened in the very beginning to slip, and he could have killed her back then. So maybe she felt comfortable enough this whole time,
you know,
able to get away with it.
I don't know. I think it's a whole different capacity though when you're if you fool on somebody and you actually were that good in your game that you fooled them to marry and stuff like that. But like I said, there's people, when they're trying to have kids, you go to get examined, you try to take medicine, hormone pills and stuff like that, and doctors have to take blood and do all of this stuff for you. So it's going to come up.
Yeah, something would have came out by then.
Something's going to come up, right. And that's where it gets really dangerous at. You know,
well, I don't know so much about stuff coming up, but let me to explain. I mean, one, like Jesse said, it depends on the type of person it is. But I just feel like you're playing a game of people's lives, because you give people the chance to make a choice. You know what I'm saying? Even though they may be down with it, get down, it doesn't matter. Or even because you have a pussy now, it really doesn't matter. But it's like, you took my choices away from me. And I was looking at NCIS or something today, and this cross-dresser, she was a pretty girl. She was on there, and she had met this guy at a bar. They were drinking and having fun. So she kissed him in front of all his friends, and he didn't know. So when the friends came back and said, you know, that's a guy, when he saw her again, he killed her. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to give people the chance to make a choice out of what they want. Everybody is not a TTG with trannies. You know, some of them really, they like to look, but they don't want to touch. You understand? Because they're afraid of what society has to say. So I think
right.
You need to give people the choice. The chance to make the choice. I'm sorry.
Hello?
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 Oh.
I'm sorry. Somebody called my phone.
You doing a whole lot over there, Jasmine.
I know, it's a lot going on, right? You guys just don't even know. Did you have a question for me or something?
Mm-mm.
Okay. We're going to take a break from this topic, so callers, well, hold on, let me go to these callers real quick, and then we're going to go to the Rodney. 804-878, you're on the air.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hi, how are you?
Okay. Hi, Jasmine. This is ZZ LaCroix speaking.
Hey, ZZ.
How you doing? My question was to, Bush Queen, if a trans man, let's put it like this. If a girl that now is a guy, you know, but hasn't had the sex change, wants to have a baby and wants all that, you know, baby's out and the mommy, you know, that had the baby does the actual changed and now has a mustache and all that, but wants to be with the guy that, you know, that made the baby, but is more of a femme queen, or however you put it, how do you, I mean, if you're with somebody like that, do you still have to tell, like, there's mommy and daddy, your child will never know?
I would.
Alexis? Go ahead, Enrique.
I would say that maybe earlier in the phase of his life, I wouldn't. But later on, I definitely feel as though that you should tell, because as we said before, society is not as kind, or even as Jasmine pointed out several times, family can be just as vicious. And tell the kid, you know what I'm saying? So if you have, so it can be like a thing of good and evil, you know what I'm saying? Like you have this loving family where you have, we're just going to say, for you have a man and a woman, but then you have your grandparents or your uncles, your aunts telling you, no, that's not what you see, because your mom's really your dad and your dad's really your mom.
Exactly.
So I would honestly, like later part of life, no, because you want to establish that relationship. You want to gain their trust. But as they get in around that 9 to 10 to 11 age, that's when you would have to tell them. Because I'd rather deal with it early in life, early years, than in their latter years.
Child, that's how my brother, when he was 7.
See, there you go. But you know what? Little kids aren't dumb. Little kids, like a lot of femme queens will tell you, they'll get spooked, and a lot of trans men will tell you that little kids are spooked. So they're going to pick up on it. So it's best for you to just come out with it, because then they'll be confused. You know?
Okay. One more caller really quickly, and then we're going to Rodney. 773-997-997, you're on the air.
Y'all talking about gay parenting. So I'm guessing that this is RC. That's me. But,
you going in and out, RC?
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Y'all talking about gay parenting and stuff like that. So do y'all agree with two men who's raising a baby other than a transgender and a man raising a baby versus a transgender that has the sex change and a stud trans woman?
You've given us a big list. Which one do you agree with?
No, I'm just asking, what do you guys personally say now that everybody voted and stuff like that, and jobs should be coming and all that, and you know, other, I guess, hire your rent, lower your rent to, I don't know, some shit.
What?
You know, that's what I'm asking. So, by any way, in my terms, I think that, it should be like, you know, two guys or two girls or, you know, a stud and a guy or whatever, you know, my per se, but that's all I have to say.
Okay, thank you, RC. Anybody want to answer that, Jason?
In my opinion, right now, it's about the love of the child. As long as they love the child, it doesn't matter what they are. It's just as long as they know that they're responsible enough to handle bringing a child into this world, and they're strong enough to deal with what's going to come with raising that child. That's all that matters to me.
Yeah, I agree. As long as you're a responsible adult, rather whatever gender you choose to be, as long as you have the best interest in the health of the child, then I'm agreeing with any of those combinations. Any of them.
Okay. All right. We're going to switch the show for a minute and let Rodney come on to talk about his ball this weekend. And then I think someone is working on getting a transgender, I'm not sure. I think she's actually a sex change that is raising 3 children, or she may be a femme queen that's raising three children.
Children.
So we're going to go back. We're going to go to that after Rodney. But right now we're going to bring on overall father, Rodney Prodigy. You're on the air.
Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing?
Hey, what's up,
Rodney?
Not too much. Came to discuss the ball a little bit in brief. If, by any chance, the phone rings in the background, I'm at work, so I might put you on mute real fast just so I can not hear all the noise on your guys' phone line.
Okay.
As everyone knows, what's in the name? It's slated for this weekend. Originally scheduled for New York, but due to the owners at the venues in New York not communicating with James or myself, we had to move the venue. And at first, James was a little skeptic himself, but with the people walking the ball and wanting the ball to carry on and different stuff like that, we moved to D.C. We was able to get in contact with the guy, and he worked with us, and we got the location, and everything is set. So we'll be this Saturday at the normal, which we didn't want, but, of course, last-minute things. It will definitely be at the 3 a.m. time slot at Upscale Ballroom. Just to let you guys know, we get in at 2. It's James and myself, so it won't be much elaborate decorations and things of that nature. And as far as LSS, we're not really big on LSS as well either, so we won't have to worry about no long drawdown. You get in, you got to sit for another hour and a half for LSS and all of that type of stuff. That won't be the case at all. The name of the ball is What's in the Name, so you will make your name on the runway tonight, not during LSS. The grand prize, the first grand prize is Old Way, and it is Make Us Believe We're Back in the 80s, fully accessorized. As you know, judges, individuals, and people have a wide array of imagination. The 80s is not slated for just one typical look. The 80s has a lot of different looks, a lot of different parodies, a lot of different people, music, all that stuff, the whole genre of the 80s, anything from the 80s, but you must make us believe that we're back in the 80s and we envision in you when you hit the runway. So it's not just basically the typical what everybody thinks, you know what I mean?
So okay, when you said everything's 80s, so you can dress like... Like, if it's a girl, per se, they can do, like, Madonna thing, or are you talking about 80s
exactly.
As far as ballroom
style? Very, very, very. It's a grand prize. So
right.
The judges for that category will be, you know, performance legends, so they know to think outside the box.
Okay.
Just like you said, Madonna, Cyndi Lauper, Michael Jackson, hip-hop, you know, the Adidas, the, you know, all of that. The whole scale, the whole... broad horizon, you just can't think general because it's a grand prize and it says the 80s, so we have to be aware of everything that happens in the 80s.
Okay, now the judges are going to be aware of that too because, you know, a lot of times there's a discrepancy.
Yes,
the
most judges. Definitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, the commentators and the judges for that segment will be made fully aware, and James and myself will be sitting there. We don't have a problem with pulling if we think that they're not being, you know, open-minded to what the category says. We try to let the judges do their thing, but we also don't want them to overtake and run the ball. That's what it's the commentators. James and I, if you was there last year, we with commentators there to do a job, run the ball, and we're there to make sure that it's ran smoothly with the people participating as well as to make everybody feel like they got, that they were treated fairly and was able to walk the category and justly being judged.
Okay, that's what's up.
And the next category for grand prize is open to all legendary runway, which includes all Americans, Europeans, and the female figures, and it's called the rerun. It's bring a look back that made the crowd go wow or oh my god, or recreate the actual ball moment that had everybody talking about it for days. So you have two options of to do that, but the category is legendary runway. So that must be the first stipulation. You must be legendary, and, you know, you must have runway, of course, and you have to have moments in order for the people to go up. Or it doesn't have to be a legendary moment. It could be a moment when you first came out. Maybe the first time you came out and walked the runway, the crowd went up like, oh, my God, Oh, she ate it. She ate it. So any look that you want to bring back from when you walked in your ballroom career, whether it was a legendary moment or a statement moment or a star moment or any kind of moment, as long as it's one of those moments of the moment that you feel made the crowd go up for your effect.
That's easy enough.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we had other questions about the mini grand, which is open to all runway, which is the casting call. It states, bring an HIV prevention ad featuring yourself as the model in a creative effect. Then after your campaign is scored, you will walk the runway and get tens for runway in a solid white T-shirt, blue jeans, and a frame. Now, we're very particular because you have some judges that are very attention to detail and on point. Everybody is aware it's a solid white T-shirt, not V-neck, not white beater, not anything. Solid white T-shirt, blue jeans, not gray, not smoky blue, not smoky gray, not black, not charcoal gray, blue jeans, and a frame.
So you mean a blue jean?
If it's faded and it's still light blue, you know, that's blue.
Right.
I don't mean like gray or
black.
Right,
right, that's what I'm saying.
Jeans. If it just says jeans, it said blue jeans.
Okay, gotcha.
So, and solid white T-shirt. And everyone, at first, you know, for the I didn't go speak because I spoke only to people that's in the Walking Wonders. But creative effect is not what you walk in the runway in, because people had questions about it. Do you come out in the creative effect first? No, the creative effect is in your HIV prevention ad. That's the work that you have to enter. You bring us the ad. The young man who works for the organization, Father Stefan Blani, will be, along with myself and a couple of people, will be judging your campaign. We'll be judging your prevention ads before you come on the runway. And it will be done each individually. Like, we do the big boys, we do the small boys, we do the tall boys, we do the women. We do the screen drills. Everybody has their separate entities, and then the winner of each will battle for the $500.
Okay, let me ask a couple of questions about that, because, you know, I had called you a couple of times about that particular part, about the ad thing. Now, is it one ad, or do you want them to bring more than one ad? Because that's the question I got today. Like, should I bring three?
The category only says bring and, you know, prevention ad. Whether they prefer to bring one or two or three, that's on them, but they only – the only requirements is for them to have one ad. Just make sure it's sickening. So if they have three, but the one that's the best, because the ad as well as your runway together will win, not just the walk or not just the ad. It's a combination of both that will win that night. So make us know that you are truly the top model for the job. It will be the walk as well as your ads.
Okay. There you go. One more thing. Touch on the portfolio thing again, because, you know, that's confusing a lot of people still.
No, well, initially before the flyer category came out, I told them I was thinking about doing portfolios. Portfolio is not what the flyer says. So that's why I kept putting the flyer in the runway group so everybody could see that it only calls for an HIV prevention ad. The portfolio thing was scratched once I got with my creative runway team and we sat down and we wrote the category. The ad was out. We didn't want to do a whole bunch of portfolios and stuff like that. Just one HIV prevention ad featuring yourself as a model in a creative effect. That's all we asked for. One. That's why I have the flyer. That's why we have to fight the ball. That's why there will be hundreds of copies around the ball. The judges will have a copy. The commentator will have a copy. I make sure that I cover my ass and put it in the group. Kept putting it in the group. You know, people were still calling me about portfolio, so I do understand.
Right, okay. Thank you. That's all I need. As long as you keep stressing that, because that seems to be a stress for a lot of people for that particular category.
Yes. That's the HIV prevention ad. Poster size, billboard size, whatever you want to do to get your point across to the judges and to Stefan and myself, that's on you. Creativity is runway. Runway is fashion. Runway is the look. So you guys who've been doing it for a while, you know, it's $500. Bring $500.
There you go.
Let me see. Any more? Okay. Realness with a twist. We're going to touch on that. Realness with a Twist have to walk the regular Butch Queen realness categories, whether it be schoolboy, executive, thug, pretty boy, whatever your category is, before you walk Realness with a Twist. Realness with a Twist, you will not be getting scored again for your 10s. You'll already be judged from the regular realness. You're coming in the black T-shirt, the black sweatpants, and the sneakers, because the category says it's time for PE. That means you're being rewarded for getting your 10s for realness, so it's time to play. Because you got 10s for realness, now it's time to vote, but we're going to keep it in the black T-shirt, black sweatpants, and sneakers. And at the last ball that some of us were at, people came, it said sweatpants. Some people came out in track pants, some people came out in different stuff like that, and the judges were very stickler, and they chopped the people. So please be mindful, track pants and sweatpants are different. So you want to say, oh, they're shady, oh, they're tired, they don't want to give away the money, different stuff like that. Sweatpants, black T-shirt, and sneakers. No dancing shoes, definitely no socks. You definitely have to wear sneakers, as the stat is stated on the flyer.
Okay, so cotton pants. Again. Okay, gotcha.
Right, basically.
Cotton, not the shiny satin or polyester thing. Okay.
Let me see. What else did I have? The first 10 categories of the ball will be posted tomorrow, just so everybody will be aware where we're starting at and which categories will be coming up. The first 10 categories will be posted on Facebook tomorrow. I don't know if anybody want to call in, ask any questions or anything of that nature. I just want everybody to be aware. It's definitely about fun. Oh, I mean, the most important thing, all house leaders, please be advised, in conjunction with the theme of this ball, all categories can be only one winner. People were getting confused with that as well. I got calls. Just say, if the category is Vogue Femme, and there are 5 Ebonies, you know, 4 Cons, 3 Others, you know, 2 Allures, different stuff like that, you will not battle your house member off the bat. The only time you would battle your house member is to determine if there just happens to be 2 Cons left or 2 Allures left, and it won't say grand prize the house of Allure because you're making your name. It's going to either say grand prize so-and-so Allure or grand prize so-and-so Allure.
So they would have to battle then?
Yes, they would have to battle only at that time. Otherwise, it wouldn't be the first battle if you don't have to battle the house member. The 2 Allures would be the first battle.
Right.
You still battle everybody like a regular ball. Everybody's battle other houses. You get it down to the last 2. And if it is, because it's what's in the name, you're making your name and not your house name.
Okay. That's understandable.
So that's how that goes for all categories.
Okay, cool.
All right. Yeah. Let's see if we have any callers in reference to the categories and Rodney and James for What's in the Name Part 2. This weekend, if you guys have any questions from the chat room, I will ask. And if you guys have any questions online, please feel free to call while we have Rodney, the promoter, on the air, and he's here to answer any of your questions. If you are calling in reference to today's topic, I will ask you and put you on hold. If you are, until we finish up with Rodney's segment. 443-468, you're on the air.
I've been on the air. This is James. I'm just listening to Rodney.
Oh, James. Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was your number.
Okay. No, I know. It was a different number. Hey, I'm sorry.
Hey, James.
Rodney, I have a question.
Yes.
Is your, in case of inclement weather, is your ball still going to go on?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else, please press 1. I think some of the chat room asked a couple of questions. What time are you starting, Rodney? Did say that it will be that like 3 a.m. start time, so be there on time. So that's Saturday night, Sunday, into Sunday, so around 3 a.m. Another question is, will house members battle in runway or old way?
Yes, in every category they would battle each other. Only if they're the last two standing, not just from the beginning of the battles or not, stuff like that. Unless, just say, once we have one big boy is a prodigy and a small boy is a prodigy, in order for them to get to the final person, they might have to battle each other, or eventually they will have to battle because they can only be one winner per each category, no other house, period, at all for no categories.
So, yes, you will battle your house members.
I think another question they said was, so there is two runway categories.
Yes, there's an over to all runway for the non-legends, and then there's the legendary runway.
Right. Okay. Hold on,
Jess. For every category that's on the sheet, if you are a legend and they have legendary categories, if you miss your category or you don't want to battle within your era, because everybody been saying they're legendary this or they should be legendary this, if you are legendary and they have legendary this or legendary that, you will not be allowed to walk with the regular people for the stars and statements. You are not.
Okay, so there's no switcheroos then?
No.
Easy coin. Okay, gotcha.
Right, you will not be able to walk. If they have legendary realness, you can't walk regular Bush Queen realness. If they have legendary performance, you can't walk regular Vogue Femme.
Gotcha.
Whether you miss it or not, you can't do it.
Another question I think is, do they have to have the effect on the ad or from the ad or just walk?
No, the effect is only in the ad. They have to walk in the white T-shirt and blue jeans.
And the denim jeans. Ronnie, talking about that. Yes.
Y'all going to have to repeat that over because I have people texting me now asking me that very same question. Please repeat.
No, you do not have to have the same effect as you have in the ad. The effect that you walk in is the white T-shirt and blue jeans effect. That's what you walk in. Your ad effect is different. It's going to be different unless your ad is the white T-shirt and blue jeans. If you want to do that, that's fine. But it doesn't have to
be
the same.
Because this has a creative effect. So,
creative effect.
Now,
Rodney was saying with a frame. So, are they walking with like a picture frame?
No, they're walking with the
glasses is the frame. It's the frame.
Is it a designer glasses or any pair of sunglasses?
It could be Kmart, Walmart, Sunglass Hut, Versace, Gucci, a frame.
Gotcha.
A frame. It could be a fab frame, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, but the creative effect is only for the ad. The work is for the ad only. You present that, and then you walk in a
white T-shirt, blue jeans, and the frame.
Okay, now, does it just say a frame, or does it say a sickening frame? Because I'm hearing two
It just says frame.
Okay,
frame.
Cool.
That's frame.
Okay, cool. All right, cool.
Because if you say sickening frame, it's up for interpretation again. We try to make everybody as comfortable as possible in walking and not to feel like they have to go get a Cartier or Versace or Gucci or something frame to be sickening.
And all of them ain't sickening either.
Right.
Well, ain't that the truth?
And then, and there's still one just to say, well, that's not sickening to me, as if they're walking foot and eye with. You might have somebody that's judging you but yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's it. That was where it came from. Like, okay.
Right. Are the icons walking legendary category?
The icons are legendary for their category.
They are legendary, yes.
If they choose to walk, they can, but, the ones that they're probably thinking about are not.
And this is open to all between runway?
No, it's open to all runway. Women, prim queens, whispering drugs, all Americans. Yes.
Everybody.
Open to all.
Okay. Kelly, you're on the air.
Is there going to be alcohol at this ball?
Kelly, why don't you ask that dumbass question?
okay. I was just making sure because I need to get drunk for the night.
So, Kelly, you are going to the ball?
Alexis,
you
know, she's going.
Don't try it, Alexis, because I asked you earlier, would you go with me to the ball, and you said no.
Oh. Hey, Kelly, stay on the phone because we need you for the other part of the conversation, too. I'm glad
you're
on the phone.
I asked you earlier, would you go with me to the function, and you said hell no.
You know, every time you tell a lie, your beard grows thicker.
And every time you sit here and you tell a lie, your stomach gets bigger.
Kelly, why did you let Ricky read you like that?
Listen, girl, we're not here to talk about that clown, okay? We're here to talk about what's in the name, and she has no name.
No, Rodney, actually, seriously, I'm gonna try to come. I can't make no promises. I wanna come though.
I understand, Alexis.
Hey.
Let me jump in. I'm glad Kelly's on the line. Go ahead, Justin. I'm sorry.
Do you have any callers on the line that have any questions for Rodney? They're going to stick around for a few minutes and answer any questions about the ball.
Y'all need to get all y'all questions answered, honey, because y'all don't want the same thing to happen in Pittsburgh.
I'm glad you was on the line because it made me think about that. For the two grand prizes, productions are not a must. You can have an intro, you can have a music interlude, you can have a production, you can have whatever you want to have to
complete
your case. Productions are not a must. Anything that you want to do when you come out for the old legendary runway and the only category, you are allowed to do anything you want to do. Those are the only two categories that introductions or music or anything like that can be added to your...
Shall we throw it out?
Somebody, we can hear you talking.
So, Ronnie, was that the whole flyer that you read?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's really easy ball. So you should have a lot of people there ready to compete.
It was very, very simple, Marika. I wanted to make sure that we give people participants time to want to warm up and put a little bit of effort into it just to bring themselves to life. They have something to do. But the ball itself is really pretty, pretty simple.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Simple.
And it sounds like it'll be fun because you're going to actually be judged on your actual talent, not what you really have on.
Right. And let me tell you, with the Bush Queen Wellness category, each category is in a white top and some khaki pants. So because people was calling me, and it clearly states on the flyer what each category is calling for, but people were asking me, can they wear, police uniform or different stuff like that because it says uniformity. But it clearly states on the flyer, schoolboys in tan khaki pants and a white Oxford button-down shirt. Pretty boys, tan khaki pants and a white V-neck. What do you do? Everybody's wearing a white top of different look with the pants, and it says, please have all the essentials needed for your prospective categories. Meaning you add whatever you add to be a schoolboy with that look, whatever you do, whatever swag you want to do, with the pretty boy, you know, your brush, your jewelry, your whatever you do for pretty boy, your thumb, your look, your appeal, whatever, executive, your briefcase, your tie, your passport, whatever you do, your business card, whatever you do to make us know that you're walking executive and that you're on point. But everybody's in the same uniform, same look.
Cool.
All right. Well, no one is freshly won, so everyone have it down packed. I'm sure they'll probably still stick around.
Right.
So we'll try to answer any of the questions that you have. But again, I want to say thank you to Rodney and James for coming out.
Thank you.
No problem. Oh, one more thing, Jasmine. For Faith. Somebody did say something to me about Face. It says, you are your very own Statue of Liberty, representing for our country, wearing the colors of red, white, and blue. This is for Drag's Face, Film Queen Face, Women's Face, and Big Girl's Face. And it says, don't forget your torch. Now, we know the category is red, white, and blue. And it doesn't ask for a specific look. But you're in a ballroom and you're walking safe, there are certain things that you, certain way you should present yourself when you're walking safe. So I don't expect to see a red t-shirt and white jeans or stuff like that coming out there when you're walking safe. You know to bring it a ballroom expectation for face.
So, what? Kelly, you heard that?
Excuse me? Princess, you shouldn't we're talking to ballroom participants now, Alexis. Not spectators. And I thank you.
Me getting
sick.
Okay. One more thing again. Bush Queen Vogue Femme. People who call me ask me about the superheroes and the supervillains. You know, some people are not X-Men fanatics or not Justice League fanatics, and they might not be aware of who you are or the look of the hair changing and different stuff as each season progresses. If you feel as if your look is beyond the realm of the judges, bring them a visual.
What?
If you're not going to be the typical Superman or Wonder Woman, bring a look. You know, like Black Widow or different people like that. People might not
Black
know.
Panther.
You know,
bring a superhero effect or
bring
a supervillain.
Bring a comic book or bring a picture or have something so the judges can see that you are that hero or you are that villain. Because some people might not have heard of it. Some people might not don't watch cartoons, so they're not familiar with superheroes and villains.
Right.
Well, I am. I'm a big comic book fanatic. Okay, I know a supervillain or a superhero.
You're not judging.
Right. But it's my ball as well as yours. So if somebody is coming as a superhero or a supervillain, and they affect, because some people might not find the comic book. Some people might create their own superhero or supervillain. You know what I'm saying? And you can determine the difference on the look. If you are, myself, I'm a comic book fanatic, you know what I'm saying? So I would be able to tell that portion, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
If they can't
right.
find a comic book or a picture of it, I can make that determination.
Okay.
Well, you've heard it first, guys. James will be there for you.
All right, well, I'm going to put you guys on hold, and if anybody comes along, and we definitely will bring them on and let them ask you guys any more questions, if that's all right with y'all.
Yes,
thank you. All right. Well, thank you guys. And again, that's this weekend. For anyone that's going to What's in the Name Part 2, call in, ask any of the questions. We do have Rodney and James, the promoters, on the line. Kelly?
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hi.
All right. Next call it up, we're going to go to a reference. That's the next topic where we are talking about gay parenting. We're going to go to Bishop really quickly and let him say what he has to say. And I think he also wanted to bring somebody on the line. Bishop, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was trying to get in contact with Paris. My whole situation is, you all know, I have a child. I'm going to say it like this. I believe for me, a child is a very big responsibility. It's a very big responsibility. And, you know, I look at it like this. I look at it like for all the transgender women that want to go through this phase with a trans man, I think it's ridiculous because the simple fact is that I think some people are doing it for show, but when you're talking about a life coming into this world, it's a big damn difference. It's a very tremendous difference. You never mess with a life that is coming into this world. You never mess with one.
Okay, hold on. Wait.
Hold on, Enrique. Listen, but hold on. What I'm saying is, I have nothing against it. Listen, I have nothing against it. Well, what I'm saying is that if you're not ready for parenthood, regardless whether you're straight, whether you're gay, whether you're bisexual, whether you're a trans man, whether you are a transgender woman, if you're not ready, and if you haven't taken, they should take parenting. They should, people should take counseling if they want to have kids.
Bishop, and we can let the girls get this. Bishop, you said it was ridiculous.
It's ridiculous to me because
okay,
the simple fact is that, I mean, you have some people need to,
Bishop.
Just like, yeah.
Okay. I have to mute you because I muted you for a sec. Now, I want you to give, because this is how I run the state of emergency show. I don't want people talking over each other. I'm bringing you back on, but I want you to give Alexis a chance to talk.
Okay.
Go ahead, Alexis.
Okay.
Now, let me say this to you. I have watched straight men who ain't worth shit. First of all, you said that it was ridiculous for a trans woman to repeat that statement. That's what I need to get clarified first before I take flight.
For me, it is ridiculous for a trans man and a transgender woman that have not had kids in the beginning to have a child, not unless they're getting counseling. That's my thing.
Give me some. I need some, because I'm trying to be cordial about this situation. But I have seen it's real straight people that need motherfucking counseling.
Oh, trust me, believe me.
I don't understand how you
go to counseling sessions. Trust me. Do you think I don't? I do go to counseling sessions because what I'm saying is,
single out trans men and trans women and say that you don't understand because I think it's a fad, baby.
I think it's a fad because I think that it's not really love. I mean, and that's where it all boiled down to me. It all boiled down to me that four-letter word love, because do you love this person?
So there are heterosexual women out here that go around just to get pregnant by a man just to try to keep him. They don't give a damn about the baby. They want the man, or they want the money that they're going to get from the man. So I think that's ridiculous.
So what makes you think it's gonna be a different situation with a transgender woman and a transgender man?
I think it'll be a big difference. Because it's actually planned.
Hold on. That's the thing. You say plain. I'm gonna tell you for me.
I have watched motherfucking bitches have motherfucking babies after motherfucking baby who ain't got two cents to rub together to cause motherfucking friction just to say they got a baby from this man, that man, and this man. You want to talk about motherfucking ignorance? I know some motherfucking gay people that will love these kids better than any straight motherfucker ever would in a day in their motherfucking life. Because you know some of these bitches don't give a fuck about nobody but their motherfucking self. Bitches don't do nothing but have motherfucking kids to get on motherfucking welfare so they can run to the motherfucking club every Saturday in a motherfucking Coogi dress and a motherfucking red bottle. Bitch, you want to talk about motherfucking ignorance? Straight people are some of the most ignorant motherfuckers I have ever seen.
Hey, you know what? I respect that. And, I mean, I didn't think you was going to come on. And I apologize if I offended you. But for me, I mean, the most entire disrespect for me is that, you know, I have a daughter, and I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about nobody else. That's the thing, because it all starts with me. The next decisions I make for me and my daughter will be the decisions that are going to be made and they're going to be lifetime. My daughter's mother is dead. She died of breast cancer. She was my wife. I was married. I'm a widow man. The thing is, I know when my daughter's mother was alive. The same situation was. My daughter could have went with her grandmother, but in my wife's living will,
because she had to make I was right there when the attorney was there when she was in the hospital on her dying bed. It's a dying bed thing, but
a dying bed thing.
Yeah, she had to make sure she had a beneficiary. And she picked me as the beneficiary because she knew that I would. She knew that I would take care of my daughter. And it's been very hard. It's been very hard. Well, just to say, you got one man on here. If it'll help you, and it'll help you understand where I'm coming from, you got one man on this phone right now, babe, that is taking care of his responsibility on insult to injury, and taking care of his father. So, babe, I understand what you're saying, but for me,
it is no such thing as gender ignorance. Love,
yes,
can come from any place. I want you to understand where I'm coming from, because you have some gay people that will give a child just because of their lifestyle. The lifestyle that they have chosen, they're not able to have kids of their own. Some gay people want kids so bad just to show them that love, because a lot of us have not been accepted by our families. So we have so much, a lot of us, I'm not saying all of us, a lot of us have a lot of love to give to people. So for you to make that comment, it really vexed me. Because I feel like there are some transgender women, I'm not going to say all, because some of them bitches ain't worth 2 cents. There are some transgender women that will make great mothers. There are some trans men fathers that will make great fathers. There are some, you just do not know until you get to know a person for who they really are.
And I understand, but I'm going to let you know, for me, I'm not one of the type of people that understand the trans man situation at this moment, but I'm starting to understand it. But for a transgender woman, I understand that it's transgender women out here that want kids. Like I said before, I had to put myself in a position where, I would love to marry a transgender woman, but I had to put myself in the mode, like, the commitment part. I had to put myself in that part, my child part. What will my child feel, you know? My child is 10 years old now, and it would be no choice but to tell my child. My child has been around transgender women before.
So
gave a transgender woman a hug and has said she, it was she, yeah, you know, called her, she called her a her, because but I don't want my child to go through, for me, I don't want my child to go through no psychological evaluations at the point when they get older, they be like, damn, my father is married to a transgender woman. Or, For example, I was a transgender. Dang, my father is a transgender.
So you think that's wrong for your child to go through that, or?
I actually think it is. I'm like this. I'm like the Bible say. Raise a child in the way it's supposed to be, and it will never depart from you.
Please,
I'm
let's
like
not get
that.
Into the Bible thing. Let's not get into the Bible. So how are you going to explain your child?
Hold on, wait. The Bible says, train up a child that they should, in the way that they should go, that when they grow old, they will not depart from it. Let me tell you something. If you train a child to love a person for who they are, that's what that means. You have to. You know what? I can't. Jasmine, it was
that's
nice.
That's why
it's
so much of
it.
Hold on a second.
Enrique, no. You know what, y'all? I refuse to. All right,
Bishop,
sit on this.
Bishop is muted, but listen. Now, y'all need to stop. Kelly.
Y'all here?
Girl, why is he working you?
Because he is.
So, some of the things he said, I mean, and it goes
listen,
back to our earlier
okay,
conversation,
is
it's to each his own.
Okay,
Bishop,
I mean, I just...
issue of the way you, he's expressing himself, but really listen to what he is saying is that's what he's feeling inside. I just, like I said to Jason yesterday, he just has a funny way of saying it. But
yeah,
those are really,
hey, wait,
those
wait,
are
wait, wait.
Real, those are some real serious questions, though, and his opinions. I mean, we may not agree with him, but listen to what he's saying. I know that there's other people that feel the same
exactly.
way.
I was going to say that. There's a lot of people who feel the same way he does. There
he's
are even in the life.
He's saying it in such a manner that it just kind of turns us off. Why are you gagging at me? I'm so lost right now.
Jasmine, I hear what you're saying, and I try to decipher through what he said, through some of that rigmarole and nonsense that he was saying, and that this is my opinion. I heard what he was saying, but in the midst of what he was saying, it was pure ignorance. And sometimes ignorance is bliss because you don't know. But a lot of what he said, I am offended by. I was ready to go. And it is still touched me. And I listened to what he said because I understand. And I honestly think that when Bishop listens to this show, whatever it is that he is going through, whatever it is he is doing before he listens to this show, he needs to wait till after the show is over before he starts drinking or before he starts doing whatever it is he does, because that adds to his buffoonery when he tries to express himself. Now, if drinking is the only way he can express himself, he might want to tone it down.
So,
wow.
Jasmine, you know what? It would be. Hold on, Jasmine. It would be all right if. Hold on, Jasmine. It would be all right if he was a new person to dealing with this. Do you know how long I have been seeing this boy around dealing with the girls? You may have just met him. But if you go in every tranny group, he's there. So it's not like you're dealing with someone that's new to the life.
You can listen to him and know he's not new to the life.
Okay. 770-374, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have two things I actually wanted to say. First, you know, my husband, who I've been with over 12 years, he has a son. When I met him, he was 10. He's now 23. And he has never been disrespectful. He's never called me out of my name. He's never, I didn't know he even knew until recently, until he and I had this conversation. And he was just saying, well, you know, I knew, but, you know, I just kind of wanted to wait until you were comfortable enough to talk to me about it. But it didn't affect who he was as a man. He grew up perfectly fine. I do understand what the other gentleman was saying. I believe my husband had that same concern in the beginning, like, you know, well, what am I going to tell him? Or if he asks me, what should I say? And I said to him, you know, well, if he wants to know and you feel comfortable enough to discuss it with him, then tell him. You know, I don't think that you should have to keep it a secret from him. But it is important that when children are involved that we kind of have to tiptoe around the issue about who we are. And as hurtful as that may seem, you know, the question does come up, especially, you know, when you go to other family functions and all of your family is not in cohesive with who you are. You know, they call you maybe by your government or your birth name, and just all those things happen, and now you subject the child to witnessing that. And it's not always, it's not easy. You know, it's not easy. So I understand where he's coming from. I just think that, like Jasmine said, it is his approach. It's the way that he says it, you know, that becomes offensive. But he is right, you know, when it comes to, you know, what do you tell a child?
I understand what he's saying. But my thing is, a person has that has been dealing with transgender for so long, you look at you like, are you real serious? Are you serious? Like really, are you serious?
But maybe that's what he's trying to say, is the fact that, like you're saying, Alexis, he has been dealing with transgenders for so long, so he probably the ones that he has messed with have, you know, left that, you know, that have tainted him with that they're going to only want to do it for show, they're going to only want to do it for this and that, you know.
But you are, you attra-
hasn't met
you,
the right one.
The laws of attraction, if you get, you receive what you give out. You give out ignorance, what do you get back?
But I think you only know ignorance because, like Jasmine just said, if the people he's been dealing with up until this point haven't been like you, Alexis, or like myself or other transgender women, then he has a lack of understanding. You know, he doesn't
because
understand.
That's what he likes. That's what he runs after. If you would see some of this trash, you know what, I can't. If you would see some of this trash,
to say that somebody's only doing, okay, I get a damn dog for show. I don't go out and have a baby just to show off a baby. Do you know how many straight people I know or girlfriends I've stopped dealing with because they got pregnant just to say I had a fucking baby? So to sit there and say, if I could have my own children, I would. I know so many gay people that have so much love in them to give a family, but because of society and what society thinks, they can't do that. And for you to be a heterosexual man who messes with straight, to mess with transgender women, or do what you do in the gay community, to say that we as a whole, are doing it just for show, that's a slap in my face, my mama's face, and anybody else's face that is on this planet that has that goes out of their way to help children that aren't even theirs.
But I think what you're absolutely right, but I think that what you're forgetting his own experiences, and that's what he's basing it off of.
Well, he needs to broaden his horizons.
No, he should, but he is basing it off his experiences, and you can't.
Well,
you can't fault him
for
that.
He did say that he is in counseling and stuff like that. So, and he's sending me tons of messages. Call, I'm gonna put you on hold for a sec. I want to go to another caller, and you know, not keep everybody waiting. 215-500, you're on the air.
Hello, hi. This is for Bishop. I am a transgender woman, and I've been with my boyfriend for 7 years now, and we have been through. He thought the same way you did. He thought that, you know, that he has a daughter, and he thought that, you know, her to know that he was in a relationship with a transgender woman would be embarrassing. You know, and how would she, you know, take it? But once he realized that I was the person he wanted to spend the rest of his life with, and once he realized that there was no other way that we could have a successful relationship without, you know, his daughter being a part of it, he was able to let her know and to make her understand. But it wasn't just him that made her understand. His family also was a part of making her understand. And maybe that's something that you need to do. Maybe if you, you know, become more open with your family, it'll be easier for you to, you know, let your daughter know, because it won't be just you having to explain it to her. You can have, like, your mother, your sister, or, you know, someone else explain it to her as well, so she'll understand. Because, you know, at first the daughter couldn't understand when we were together, but now, you know, she respects me as who I am. And I think that maybe, you know, your problem is that you're not upfront with yourself about who you are and what you really want. And until you accept that, it's always going to be hard for you and your daughter. You're always going to have that conflict within yourself.
Caller, I agree with you so much. My ex-girlfriend had, I think she was 3, maybe 4, and she would come around, but all she knew is that that's Tavie.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But his family knew, they know about him. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't know if she knew, but she was respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? It was Miss Tavy. It was Miss, you know what I'm saying? Miss Tavy, I can have something. And I was like, you don't have to call me Miss Tavy. You call me Tavy. You understand what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
because he was comfortable with who he is and his sexuality, and it was just like natural.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like people, when you're in this lifestyle, and to
hello?
Alexis, her call dropped.
Hello? Her call
dropped. Yeah, her call dropped.
Hey, Kelly, let me ask you a question. Because I remember a while you were talking about that you were trying to have a child with your mate. Now, how would you have done that? Not how would you have done it. We all know how you have children. But how would you went about far as telling the kid, dealing with the family thing and all of that? Because I remember that was a big, that was something really you really wanted to do when you were with your ex.
I was going to transition.
You're going to transition afterwards?
I was going to transition. Yeah.
I mean, after you make the child, though. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I was going to transition back into being what I was born as.
Oh, wow.
I was not going to raise my child as this.
Oh, you what? So you find it as a problem to raise him as a.
It wasn't basically about transition. It wasn't basically about transition. It was about toning my look down and being more, you know, like a civilized person. I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but my Alexis is back. I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I'm not the type of person that wants to choose my child and all types of things.
You hold on, wait a minute.
So basically you would be a normal heterosexual couple then. So,
yes.
So you would have went back. Okay, you say tone it down. You mean you're not gonna be Kelly Mizrahi? You would be Kelly Hunter? Or
it would have been very swag. It would have been no dresses, no heels. It would have been very swag, very sneakers. You know.
So you were going to go back to being
what about the mother?
Maybe they always cut anyway.
Hold on, wait a minute, Kelly.
Wait a minute. Yeah, good question. What about the mother? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't hear you, Kelly. Get off the speaker.
They was going to look like they look regardless. They looked like they look anyway. They was all cut anyway. So what was the difference?
Yeah, she did look. Oh, okay.
Maybe when I was with Raiden, looked like Raiden, you know, she dressed like a boy, but everybody could tell that Raiden was a girl. So what would be the difference? It wasn't like I was going to go and I was going to have all my stuff taken out. I was just going to tone my look down and look like a civilized, normal person, you know?
Okay, I think the problem that people have when you said civilized. So you don't think that you're civilized now?
What the fuck are you saying? I'm saying how I feel, okay?
You should have popped your motherfucking head.
Listen, y'all, you can't listen. What you can't tell me, listen, this is one thing that anybody cannot tell me how to feel, how I was going to raise my child, or when I decide to have a child, how I'm going to raise my child. I don't care what any other motherfucking transgender do with their motherfucking children, but me, I'm not going to sit here and confuse my motherfucking child and have them running around calling me motherfucking mommy, and I ain't their motherfucking mommy. Okay, well, let me ask you this.
Alexis, so who would he be calling, or he or she be calling mommy? Because even though the butch was still a little feminine, she still would not be wanting to be called nobody's mommy.
Baby, listen. Yeah, listen. Baby girl, please. Okay? Please, okay? Baby, let me tell you something. Out of respect for my lover and what my lover looked like, when we went outside in public, I called my lover he outside in public. When we was in the house, my lover was who my lover was. Okay? And I don't care what anybody thinks or how transgenders want to raise their children, but that's not the way I was going to raise mine. And nobody is going to ever change my opinion on that, okay? People, they want to sit around here and then they're going to wonder why. And when their child get of age, their child needs to go see a fucking psychiatrist. Your child needs to go see a fucking psychiatrist. Y'all sat here all these motherfucking years and y'all are
confused.
Y'all confused these motherfucking kids. I didn't cut you off when you were talking, so you don't cut me off. Y'all want to sit here, y'all want to confuse these motherfucking kids and having them call you motherfucking mommy when you really they motherfucking daddy, honey. And then they go to school, and one of the other young kids in the school don't clock your ugly ass and say, oh, that ain't your mommy, that's your daddy.
I can't. Jasmine, put Kelly on hold with the rest of the idiots. I can't with her tonight. This is not a topic that I even want to debate with her because...
You don't want to debate with me.
I let you talk. Now, you mean to tell me that you have gone through your life living... You have gone through your life living as a transsexual. Now, because you have a child... You don't know what the fuck. You're confused because you don't even really know what the fuck you're doing right now.
No, I'm not confused. I'm not going to sit here and confuse my child, okay? I'm thinking about what's best for my child, not myself. And when you have children, it's not what's best for you anymore. It's what's best for your child. That's what people need to realize. They need to stop thinking about themselves. Bitches want to sit around here, they want to run around here, and they want to fuck, and they want to suck, and they want to have kids, and still party and do everything they do, and want to think about themselves. When you have a child, it's no longer thinking about yourself. It's about thinking about what's best for your child.
Like I said, you need to be put on hold with the rest of them.
No, I don't need to be put on hold. Y'all need to be put on hold because...
Let me tell you something.
It don't matter anyway.
You're all moaned up anyway,
so you can't have no kids because your sperm don't
work. You're right, I may have kids. But let me tell you, you best believe your sweet motherfucking pussy. That bitch, if I ever was to have one or find somebody to have one, that they will respect me as a motherfucking woman that I motherfucking am. Now, y'all motherfucking bitches that are confused and don't know what the fuck you want to be today and motherfucking tomorrow, bitch, y'all need to get y'all motherfucking life straight. Because this shit ain't what you motherfucking want.
And then you're gonna go, and then you're gonna be walking right down. You're gonna be walking right down the street to Brooklyn, taking your child. I'm gonna give y'all a prime example. You're gonna be walking down the motherfucking street, and you're gonna be taking your motherfucking child to school, and one of the kids is gonna clock you and turn around to their mama and say, "Oh, that's a man." And then the mama gonna be like, "Yeah, that's a man." And then your child gonna be at school getting motherfucking teased, and then you gonna be outside the school ready to whoop the other motherfucking mama ass. Prime example, my cousin that's a motherfucking butch took her motherfucking child to school and the motherfucking cunt, the other cunt told her, yeah, that's a motherfucking lesbian, and then she started reading the little boy at school. She had to transfer schools for her motherfucking son because she can't go back to the school because she don't whoop the mama's motherfucking ass for spilling
her
motherfucking
tea. I'm sorry y'all not about this life, Kelly. I cannot help y'all.
And everybody say being a lesbian, it's easy. That was a lesbian couple. So just imagine a motherfucking big ass transsexual walking their child down to school Please, well, you know, y'all have your opinions and I have my opinions.
People are whole because they have their opinion.
But you know what? I kind of think that this was good because where we were on one side, this goes to show that everybody has a different array of opinions, a different views of how they deal with things. Bishop had his. I mean, I think it's more so the way he said it, but I kind of understood what he was saying, and I kind of understand what Kelly's saying as well. Do I agree with them? No, but I respect their opinions because that's how they feel. Everybody has a different idea of how they choose to raise their particular child at their particular time.
You can't get mad at her because that's her opinion. I can't argue with it.
Right.
All right, let's see who else has any. A lot of people pressed in 1-937-469, you're on the air.
How y'all doing?
How are
Hello.
You?
I'm good.
This is a real good topic, first of all. I kind of am on both sides of the fence with it. First of all, I am transgender. And I get, like, all points. I get Alexis, I get Bishop, and I get Kelly. My only problem is that to me, it's not about you being embarrassed. It's about I never want my child to have to endure the ridicule.
Exactly.
And to have to deal, because, you know, like Kelly said, at the end of the day, if you fuck with my child, you fucking with me. So if my child come home crying because you're trying it, that's going to be the issue. I don't care if you're clocking me or if the man is embarrassed or any of that. It's about the child and them having to deal with other children. Now, I do believe it's up to you as the parent to be responsible, as Alexis said, to teach your child love is love and to love people for who they are. So it's kind of, to me, I do want children, but I feel like you have to teach your children, you know, about that there are different types of people in the world. Black people, white people, Asian people, Gothic people, gay people. You have to educate them for yourself. But at the same time, I wouldn't want my child to have to be confused or to go to school and deal with things being said and, you know, it be an issue from there. And also I want to say before I get off of here and continue to listen, if we all keep it real, me personally, even though I want children and I think we should all have the right to have children, if y'all think about the butch queens and the femme queens that y'all know personally, how many of them would y'all seriously trust raising a child?
That's something different. Depends on who's hanging with. Because there's a couple that I know that would be great parents, and there's a couple more that I know that would be lousy parents.
To me, you have to look at them because a lot of them can't even take care of themselves.
Exactly.
So,
and if you don't love yourself, we all
that's,
know.
But that's
that
even
you don't
with
even know how to love yourself.
But that's
you
even with straight. That's
you know,
even with straight people.
Yeah, exactly. My own blood sister, she just keeps having babies with the same guy who cheats and gave her chlamydia 3 times, gonorrhea twice, and she keeps having babies by him because of her self-esteem. And she thinks every time she has a child, it makes up for the love that she lacks in healing. You know, she's a real woman. So they have issues, too. You know, I feel like everybody needs to learn how to love themselves before they can love a child, because you're responsible for a life such as Kelly. And I just would never, like she said, I would never want my child to have to endure those types of things, because we should all know how hard it is. But that's all I want to say. It's a good topic.
Before the caller leaves, I want to say,
okay.
Now, that's about the only thing that I agree with. But to me, it's just when you care, because you know how it felt growing up being
exactly
transgender yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
My thing is it would be so much to go back and go take all that and remove, and it just would be so much.
Well, Alexis, in my opinion, now, I agree with Kelly on one thing, but I would never go back.
Okay.
We just going to have to work some things out, go see a psychiatrist together.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I
don't see myself going back to it. And then, let me tell you something. Once a gay man.
Hold on, Kelly.
Once a gay man, I don't care how many Tim's, jogger pants, and T-shirt you put on, you're always going to be that gay man. You're always going to be that gay man. You're going to be sitting around here, oh, girl, da, da, da. So what difference do it make if you acting like a queen versus you looking like a female? Don't you think your child will have more respect if you look and act the part?
I wasn't going to.
Can I give y'all a real life
example of confusion, please. My, like I said, my sister, my nephew, he's 8 now. And, you know, ever since he's been born, I've been acting. You know, always, it's never been a question. But, you know, it's 13 of us. So my older siblings who have children who are like 17, 18, they knew me before. So they have slip-ups. Well, of course, kids are smarter than we think. So, of course, he caught on. So, you know, he's asked some questions. And one day, I just caught him kept looking at me like he was just really trying to figure out something.
Right.
So I'm like, what's on your mind? And he like, well, why did Beyonce call you Uncle such and such? And I told him, not, this is what he said. I told him not to call you that. You're auntie. And I don't know why he kept saying it. And he was like, you look just like my mommy, and I don't know why he called you uncle. So it was, like, real hard because I didn't know what to say. Mm-hmm. But I told him, I was like, well, he just called me that because I look like somebody. I look like Uncle such and such. You know, and he just kind of looked at me like he got it, but he didn't get it. And I was like, you know, go ask your mother. And, you know, he kind of went with it. I'm still auntie, but every now and then, because it's in his head, I still catch him kind of looking, kind of
right,
to see if he can catch.
Well, that's
what,
so
it,
you
know,
never,
like,
so you never wanted to sit down with your sister and have a conversation with them? You never wanted to do that? Because I'm sure you didn't want to do it with...
Oh, yeah, I told her to. I told her, you know, because she respects me and such. You know, I'm her sister. But
right,
at the same time, I ain't gonna lie, because I keep it real. She's a little bit slow anyway. She's a bit kind of goofy, so I don't even really think she would know what to say to him. But I told her she needed to figure out something to say to him so he doesn't get confused. And he has younger brothers.
Okay. So why don't you sit down with her?
Because now he done figured it out. So, you know, to me it really doesn't matter because I love them all unconditionally and they
right,
know that I'll do anything for them, uncle, auntie, whatever. But, you know, it's that type of confusion.
I wouldn't say it's confusion. This is how I would feel. I feel, once again, if you have taken the time to sit down and say, listen, this is what I want to do. This is who I am. You either respect it or we're not, I can't be bothered. You understand what I'm saying?
Because, you can't do that to a child.
Oh, Kelly, I'm talking about with your siblings. Because the parents, if they don't say nothing, let me tell you something. I learn about people. Being who I am, my family has really not accepted who I am. So, of course, my name is Tavy, so it really doesn't bother me when I go home and they call me Tavy. That doesn't bother me, you know. But when the parents don't respect you for what you are, the kids don't. But if the parents say, okay, listen, this is so-and-so-and-so-and-so, you understand what I'm saying? This is who they are. If your family doesn't respect you, then the kids damn sure, because they repeat what they see. Right. That's what I said. They were not going to respect it as well.
No, I don't think that's true.
You don't think if the kids...
No, I don't think that's true. You know, and I'm going to give y'all a prime example. I've been doing this for 19 years. And the only time my mother calls me by my girl name is when she's drunk. My nephew lives with my mother. My nephew calls me Auntie Kelly. My mother does not.
But Kelly, but they respect you as Kelly. Yeah, they do respect. How old are they, Kelly?
My nephew is 10 years old.
But they, that's all they know is Auntie Kelly. Wow.
All right, we have another caller, 202-670. You're on the air. 202-670.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I wanted to just call in to make a comment and to ask a question. I forgot I pressed one, actually. I was just listening. Earlier when they was talking about, you guys were talking about the issue of, you know, what would be the issue when it came to raising children, it seemed like the topic kept coming up about masculinity or femininity. And, you know, what's masculine or feminine is subjective. So it's just like, you know, what may be masculine or feminine here in New York City may be totally different in Houston, Texas. So, you know, and it seems like that was the only issue that people had about raising a child. And I think that was Alexis who was saying, you know, at the end of the day, if these people are able to provide a good home, a loving environment, that should be the most important thing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just don't understand why people kept stressing about if the person acts masculine, if the person acts feminine. You know, at the end of the day, it comes down to can they love the child and take care of them. And then my other thing is, it's kind of maybe a little off topic, is the question is, I'm curious to know, like, then this question would be for Kelly or for Claudia. Since I know that both have, you know, have had experiences being transgender women with dating trans men or, you know, lesbians or butchers or whatever they may identify with, you know, when it comes to that, basically, how do you identify in terms of your gender identity? Because, you know, Kelly, you shared that, you've been with butch queens, you've been with trans men. How do you identify?
I don't identify myself as a sex, honey. I'm trisexual. I'll try anything at least once.
So that's in terms of relationships or even with your family, that's how you identify to them as well, everybody?
No, when I'm with my family, my family from this is how I am, right? From the ages of 13 and up, baby, you know you've been around me much longer than anybody else. You know what my name is, and you're gonna respect me as such. Everybody else. Baby, it takes time. They are kids. I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to corrupt these kids' minds, okay, because they're children, okay? So when they get of age and it's that time, then we'll go into that with them. But I'm not going to sit here and I'm not going to corrupt anybody's child's mind to call me something that I'm not.
So you're not right. Kelly. But inside of you, in terms of your sense of being, how you feel? Do you feel man?
I'm a woman. I am a woman.
Okay.
I'm a phenomenal woman. But I'm not going to sit here and corrupt anybody's child's mind at a precious age and corrupt their mind and have them need to go see a fucking psychiatrist and all types of shit. That's what these other bitches is trying to do. And that's why the kids is going the way they're going, bitch, because they don't know what the fuck is what.
I don't know, but Kelly, I have to disagree. I mean, I know some relationships where the kids aren't like that. And to the caller about the masculine versus the feminine thing, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but there are cases where you kind of do need, like, that, well, okay, not like say masculine, let's just say, like, that male figure, per se. Because, you know, you kind of, for those who don't have it, like, you always hear, even with heterosexual people, like, I was raised by my mom and my sisters, so I come off as a little femme. You know, not everybody is cool with that, or not everybody likes that. So, you know, I call him my little nephew. He's raised by two lesbian stuff, but every once in a while he wants to hang with me or he wants to hang with my brother because he just wants to, like, play ball. Like, even though, like, let's say the dominant one, I hate to say masculine, but the dominant one likes sports and stuff like that, but she doesn't always want to throw a ball or whatever that, so my brothers will take him out to do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of good to have that outlet or to have that thing, you know what I'm saying, just so you kind of feel comfortable with somebody that's just like you physically. Because kids aren't stupid, you know what I'm saying? So you always need to relate to something physically. All kids have that, or not that lucky. So I kind of understand what you're saying, but I kind of feel it both ways. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand. My biggest thing is, how can you say you're confusing? If I have a child, right, he or she knows, for instance, my last relationship, she knew that I was daddy's girlfriend, right?
Right.
So she would have been, if we would have stayed together, she would have been raised to know that I am daddy's girlfriend.
Right.
One, because I live my life and I carry myself as such of a woman, okay? Two, when she got to an age where we felt like we could sit down and talk to her and explain to her, you know, okay, listen, your daddy, you know, I'm your daddy was, you know, daddy was like, well, listen, babe, I'm whatever, whatever, whatever. This is, she is this, whatever, whatever. You understand what I'm saying? And any questions that need to be answered can be answered.
At that moment, when you're having that discussion.
And the child can always will be feel free to come to the parent at any time and have any questions. It's not a big confusion thing. I don't understand where this whole psychological, the kid's going to be fucked up in the head. I don't understand that. Because you have allowed your child into your life. You have allowed this child to be a part of what you are, where you came from. You could take, if you take the time, just like you take the time to study and do everything else, you could take the time and break it down and help the child understand what the fuck is going on.
You're absolutely right. But you know what? You can do that, Alexis, but you also need a great support system as well.
True. That's true.
People who have been to suffer that, they've all had great support systems. You know what I'm saying? Be it, like, immediate family or be it friends outside, you know, like, outside family. You know what I'm saying? Close friends. You just have to have a large good. If you have that great support system, then you're not going to have any psychological problems because you always have people around to help out. Because even if it's your own child, all parents need help regardless, rather than out and out. So you just need a great support system. And I think, you know, Kelly, I think as long as you have a great support system, it wouldn't be that confusing. They wouldn't need psychological thing. Now, if you're trying to hide it, per se, and then you have people pulling them to the side, whispering
right.
their ear, or you have
See,
people.
That's what
like,
I think it is.
At family dinners, talking around, and I call you, it creates confusion. If, like,
right.
you're being called Kelly in the home with a child, but then you call your male name at your mother's house, that creates confusion. You know what I'm
See,
saying?
That's what I believe. I believe that people, you have to realize that if a child is brought up knowing that that's Kelly, at the end of the day, no matter what people really say, that's Kelly. You understand?
Right.
Now, they may hear, oh, that's so-and-so and so, they used to be so-and-so. But if you've already told them, let me tell you something about kids. If I had a child and for some odd reason, one of the teachers, said something to their kid and their kid said something to my kid. But by my kid already being aware of what's going on, living in today's society, I don't think it will hurt that child because they would know that's my mama. At the end of the day, that's my mother.
Exactly. So they will be able to defend themselves, per se.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
They'll be able to defend themselves.
That's my mama. And it may be hard for them, but you know what? Just a child copes, and they learn to adapt to things. I don't think it will fuck up the child to people just have overreacted, and it's like, oh, it's going to fuck the child up in the head. No, it's not. This is 2013. Well, almost 13. The kids will see worse shit on TV.
Or in their neighborhood, for real, for that. For all that
you understand? How do you explain that a girl walking up and down the street is a prostitute, but you can't take the time to sit down and tell her that I'm a transgender? Oh, okay, wow. I just don't know what to say about you, Jen.
Oh, the next door neighbor's little boy don't even know who their father is. It could be like several men in the neighborhood. How do you do that? Because, you know, little kids talk about that as well. You'd be amazed.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you be hearing in the school cafeterias? I mean, I gagged at some of the conversations to the point that I had to step in and correct some kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't talk about that, man. Why are y'all doing that? Why is this a school conversation for you in the seventh grade? Or, no, I'm sorry, in the fifth grade. I'm not understanding this conversation.
Jason, did you have anything you wanted to share with us?
The only thing that I would say is that growing up with two women in a household, when we would go to family events and stuff, because my grandmother being my grandmother and my mother being her child and my grandmother from a different generation, she respected my mother's partner, but she didn't understand a lot. So my family pretty much got understanding about the gay lifestyle because of me growing up, and as, I guess as I educated them, so it was because of me they better understood my mother's relationship. Because once I found out what my mother's relationship was, I became my mother's protector. And it wasn't anything that you could it wasn't anything you could say or do that I was going to allow you to get away with. So like a lot of my friends, when they were like, "Well, where's your father at?" And I'm like, he's where he's supposed to be at. And when friends would spend the night, and they'd be like, "Well, why does your mother?" I said, "Well, where does your mother sleep?" And it was like, "Well, that's my godmother." And when they would come to my school productions and they would come to school events, that's my mother and that's my godmother. Now, what people said when they walked away, they said it when they walked away. They didn't say it in my mother. They didn't say it in my mother's face. They didn't say it in my face. And then it was like it came to one point where my friends would say it must be cool to have two mothers, because they realized I came from a home where I was loved, where they came from homes where their father or their mother might have just been by themselves and they were struggling, where I was in a home where I had two parents to help me with my homework.
Exactly.
I had two parents that I could go to, and I had the masculine and I had the feminine side, because my mother was more butch, was more masculine. There wasn't even, it was funny because like when me and my mom would go shopping, if she had a pair of shoes that she felt was too feminine for her, she would give them to me. And if I had a pair of shoes that I felt was too butch, she would wear them. So I had that with my mother, and then with my mother's partner, I got the feminine side where I learned how to cook and I learned how to do those things. So I had that balance. Although it came from two women, I still had that balance. And when I brought my first nephew into my home with my partner, my nephew had that balance where he had a feminine side, which was me, and he had a more masculine side, which was my friend. And when I would go up to my nephew's school for school events and stuff like that, they was just like, "Well, that's just my uncle, and that's my uncle." So it's all in the matter of how you show love. And that's what kind of sort of, and I'm not going to bring Bishop back up because I'm not going to put energy into that, but it's all in how you show love. And if I love you, I'm going to show you how to love somebody else. And because somebody asked me, "Well, if you had two children, if you had a son and your son brought a girl home, would you want your child to be gay?" I don't want any child to grow up and be gay, because I don't want them. I wouldn't want them to go through what I had to go through with people telling me that's a choice. You chose that lifestyle. You can give that lifestyle up and stuff like that. So I would never do that to a child. So if my child came home, I'm going to tell my child, "You love who you love, regardless, be it black, white, Asian, blue, or purple, male or female. You love who you love, and as long as you're teaching your child that, then your child is not going to be confused. Your child is going to end up being your protector and defending you more than you have to defend your child."
Question, Jason, then. Did your grandmother, did anybody ever blame your parents for you being gay? Has that come up a lot? Has it come up at all? Are you gay because?
That was my mother's biggest fear. That was my mother's biggest issue, was because she waited so late in her life to decide that that's what she was. She thought that she was the reason that I was gay. And I had to explain to her that when I did my own family background and my own family research, there were so many gay people in my family that I am one of those people that believe that it is a genetic.
I feel like those too. I feel as well, because my aunt is gay, and she's having a thing, and my cousin is gay.
Baby, I got so many fucking gay people in my family, that it's a shame.
Right, I kind of feel the same way. It's genetic.
Yes?
After, if you were to ever go back to being your former self because of your child or whatever, after the child has gotten to an age where they understand life and whatever, would you go back to being who you really are? Would you go back to being Kelly?
Once my child is of age that I can sit down and explain everything to my child and show my child different pictures and everything, and I can explain and they can comprehend and understand me for who I am, not what society makes me out to be, I'm not gonna go back to doing me. It's not like I'm going to change me and go back. I'm just gonna tone down my look and how I look and how I dress and things around my child.
So you're just not
going to
be dragged.
It's about yeah, it'll be just my real hair, snatched back in a ponytail, very just dressed casual. It's not going to be all out there like, you know, just like, bitch, okay. I'm going to be sitting here in the house, and bitch, and I'm going to be getting ready for a ball. My child is in the next room, and I'm getting ready for a ball, bitch, and I got the whole team over here doing my hair, my makeup and shit, and I'm leaving up out here like, ow, no. It's going to be very I want to dip out tonight, you know, get me a babysitter. I'm going to go over here to my girlfriend. I'm going to go over to Alexis' house, Miss Thang. I'm going to pull it together, Miss Thang. After I leave the board, Miss Thang, I'm going to go back to Alexis' house and wash all the shit home, and I'm going to go home, and, you know.
So very much like when we were younger, and we would sneak out the house to get into our sex and come back.
It's
going to
be like that. I'm not going to have that around my child. I'm not going to have my child around the girls and everything until my child is able to comprehend and make decisions for themselves.
Okay.
I'm not going to make decisions for my child.
The way you said it, or the way I took it, was that I was going back to being.
Oh, no, don't be talk, please. I could never go back.
You know, people have a funny way of expressing themselves.
So that's why I'm like, what the fuck? Bitch, are you crazy?
I would never go back to him, honey. I work too hard. This thing is just about, you know, toning it down
and
not being out there.
I respect that a little more, but me being me, I don't think. I wouldn't hide that from my child. This is just my opinion. My child will come, he will see Alexis. He would know Alexis. Or she would know Alexis. When she got to a time where she went to school or whatever, and I felt like she got to an age, or he or she got to an age where they were able to comprehend what was really going on, I would sit down and tell them, this is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? And at that point, I feel like all questions will come up. You know, Ma, and you would be surprised how kids will be like, Ma, I don't care, I still love you. You're my mother. That's what I know you as. That's what I look up to you as. So I think that because instead of keeping secrets, no more sheets, we shouldn't keep secrets from our kids, because if we love them, a lot of times they feel like, well, why did you hide it from me for so long? You understand what I'm saying?
And that's when I'm gonna sit down and I'm gonna have that talk with them. It wasn't that I was hiding anything from you. It was that I was protecting you from the people on the outside. It didn't have nothing to do with what goes on in the home. But I know how cruel people can be, and I was protecting you from that because I didn't want you to have to go through what I seen other people go through.
I could agree with her on that. The kids in the neighborhood could even be cruel. You know, like Kelly, like she said, she would go to a friend's house and get done and stuff. Because what about the kids in the neighborhood that are seeing Kelly go inside one way and coming outside?
See, that's what I'm saying, Jasmine. I would never do that. I would never. You will always see, if anybody that knows me knows, when they come around, I'm always the same person. I never change. I'm always the same person. My child would know this person. My child would get to know this person. But my family would, like Enrique said, because I would have such a great support system because of, you know, different people. Like my kids, my boys, if I was to have a child, I think they would probably take the damn baby away from me. You understand what I'm saying? Because during the past 8 years that we have got to know each other, we learned how to love people for what they are.
I agree. Listen, we have a whole bunch of people that keep pressing one. I'm going to go back to Bishop because he wants to say something. But Bishop, keep it short. Go ahead, Bishop.
Hey, can somebody stop saying I'm muted, man? Like I'm doing stuff on purpose. No, I mean, we talk about a situation that I deal with every day, And then on top of that, I was just very insulted and offended after I got muted by some of the comments that you all were saying. That shit hurts. I'm going to let you know something. I'm not high nor drunk. That shit really hurts when you all say, Bishop been in the life for all this. Yeah, I've been in the life. Y'all should be proud, because the simple fact is that I know me, I know myself, I know my sexuality, I'm bisexual, and let me let you know, I don't have a problem with telling the world that I am. And I'm going to let you know, I don't have a problem telling my daughter, if I do seek a transgender woman to be my wife, which I figure I will not now, because I'm getting bashed by so many transgender women. I'm getting bashed by so many transgender women because so many transgender women say, okay, I've been sleeping around with this person, that person. I act like this and I act like that in the rooms. I'll be joking most of the time. I'll be acting that way. And the thing is, the only reason why I do it is to make you all laugh. You laughter in your life. For me, I was bullied my whole damn life. And for my daughter's sake, I refuse for her to be bullied just like I was. And I'm going to tell you, what you're doing to me right now is the same thing that was done to me when I was young. Don't bash me because I'm in the rooms and make everybody smile and feel happy. Don't
you hold on, West Bishop.
Man,
you
I heard so many
that.
People bashing me like a motherfucker when I was
but
muted.
But you
that
did it to
hurts.
Me.
That fucking shit hurts, man.
You
that shit
did it
hurts.
To me. The fuck you mean?
That shit fucking hurts. That shit hurts. At the end of the day, listen.
Bishop,
at the
you
end
said
of the day,
this group is
at
the
end of
the child of fucking
no,
God.
No, man, hey, shut up.
Do you
man,
know how that made me feel?
Get the fuck up, man.
The fuck you mean?
Jasmine, good night.
Fuck out of here.
He's gone.
I want to retouch something that somebody said. There's a difference, and I had to realize now that I have two sets of friends, and I think we all do. I have two sets of friends, and Enrique is on both sides of those sets of friends. Jasmine, I think I could put you on both sides of those friends. I think I could put Alexis and Kelly on both sides of those sets of friends. But I have a set of friends that know nothing about me being on this radio show, know nothing about ballroom, anything like that, because this is something totally different. Now, my ballroom friends or this lifestyle set of friends, there are people in this lifestyle that I would say no, that should not raise or should not even be around a child. Then I have a whole, and you all probably have that other set of gay friends too, that would make wonderful parents. So we need to, when people say that, now we all know, are we talking about ballroom people, gay people not being able to raise kids? Or are we talking about gay people in general? Because we need to be more specific. Because, like, my mother and my mothers, they didn't know anything. If I sat down and talked to them about ballroom stuff, they looked at me like I was crazy. Because it was something that they would never want to understand. So when we look at that, we have to look at ourselves and say that if we have children, like Kelly said, if we have children, there are certain things that we're not going to do because I'm a 70s child. When my mother went out at night, I was in the bed asleep. When I woke up, my mother was back. So there were certain things, even with my mother and her gay relationship, I never saw them kiss. I never saw anything out of the way. That was never done in front of me. And that is the problem that I have with some gay parents or people, gay people that have children. There are certain things that you do in front of your kids that they should not ever see. There are certain things that they should never know about. There are certain conversations they should never hear. And that's the problem that I have with some gay people, that when I see them and I see them around kids, they're saying stuff that kids don't need to know, because kids are like tape recorders or like parents. They repeat everything they hear when you least expect it.
Jason, I agree with you, I don't think that's just with gays.
No, it's boundary set, period.
That's with humans, period.
Right, it's boundary set, period, for whoever has kids.
Period, across the board.
Across the board, right. But like you said,
if your child sees, for instance, if there was a cunt and a boy kissing, That child might be in school somewhere trying to kiss one of the girls, might be trying to hump one of the girls. So, no, that goes across the board, period.
Yeah.
Not just dealing with gays, period.
But I think that's where Kelly was going with that as well, because like Kelly said, you know, she, there would be certain things she would tone down the way she lives now, and, you know, she wouldn't do certain things because she doesn't believe that it's for their eyes right now. So, you know, I respect what she's saying, and I see exactly where that's going. Because, again, you know, and again, Alexis, you're right. There's a whole bunch of, even with straight people, there's things that their kids should not just see. It could be things like playing with a gun or, you know, cleaning a gun. And, you know, how many times have we heard the child climbed in the closet and pulled the gun out because, you know, he's seen daddy with it and shot his other brother, his sister, or shot himself. Or, you know, alcohol, drinking this and drinking that, getting alcohol poisoning and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just certain things that you don't, you know, you just do not allow your child to see. 347-829, you're on the air.
Hello, Jasmine. Hello, Kelly. Hello, Alexis. Jason. And
hi.
The thing about it is that I agree with Kelly with what she's saying, and I agree with you, Alexis, but I understand what Kelly is saying. When it comes to certain things that you shouldn't do, like if they're like, let's just say, you know, two men should not be kissing in front of a five-year-old. I just don't agree with that because if the little boy goes to school, he's going to see another little boy and want to kiss him and think it's okay.
But I feel like that he shouldn't be kissed. I feel like affection shouldn't be showed in front of the kids to a certain extent because they go to school and repeat the same thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one more thing with Kelly. My thing is, why can't you just be consistent and just be one way? Why would you have to go to your girlfriend's house, Alexis' house, and, you know, put on your stuff or whatever?
Put on your drag.
Yeah, your drags. Why would you have to do that?
Because I don't want my child to see that.
No, because 9 times out of 10, your child's going to be asleep by the time it's time for you to go out.
No shame.
Like my grandmother always told me, every closed eye ain't motherfucking sleep.
And every knee ain't praying. And every bit knee ain't praying.
But Kelly did give the example, like, you know, the makeup artist and the hairstylist and everybody in there, you know, getting scared and things of that sort. You know, that can wake up the child. You know what I mean? You know, that can, you know, all that noise, all that ruckus. You know how we all get scared? We put music on, we do this and we do that. Child might wake up. So, you know, that's where she's probably saying that.
Kids like you said, it's just certain things that you don't do. I mean, I agree with Kelly to a certain degree. I could never change who I am because I would. This is me. I don't know no other way. I have been living this life for 25 years. I don't know no other way to live but how what you see right now.
But I have a question for Kelly. Kelly.
Yeah.
Oh.
We all have done it. I think we all have done this on the phone. What happens when a child is very observant and he happens to go in your closet, he or she is in the closet and he finds the heel, he finds the makeup case, the lashes, all the brushes and stuff, and he's like, well, damn.
I already know what you asked. Same thing I did with my mother when she found those motherfucking red stilettos in the closet. Oh, my girlfriend left that here.
Mr. Kelly, do your child will feel like
you're hiding, there's something to hide that you're not,
you know,
that
to
you're
me,
not
dude,
proud
become,
of, or
to,
there's something to be ashamed
Kelly,
of, Alexa. Is that what you're saying?
It almost be like I've known this person right here as my daddy. Well, I guess the same way. Never mind. It's the same way.
I guess what
I
think you're trying to say,
you know,
you hide it like it's something you should be ashamed of. You don't want to say that it's something
it's not
you want to be
ashamed
of.
I just know. Let me tell y'all something, right? I knew from the age, I didn't start my transition until late in life, but I knew since I was like 14, 15 that I wanted to be a girl. And what took me so long for my transition is, because like I tell everybody, when I was 14 years old, I found out my mother was HIV positive. And all her friends around her that she was smoking crack wood and doing everything that she was doing with was dying. And so I was so scared that something was going to happen to my mother and she was going to die, and I had to take care of my brothers and sisters. That's what took me so long to go through my transition. I waited until my last brother was 17 years old before I started my transition. Because if something was to happen to my mother, I didn't want to have to go to school with motherfucking tits and long hair and, you know, and embarrass my brother in high school, my brothers and sisters in high school, and somebody clocks me or say something, and then, you know, I'm up in the school fight. That's what took me so long to transition, because I was worried about what people would think if I was to offend my brothers and sisters.
Listen, Kelly, is that the little cute one?
Well, yes, that's the little cute one that everybody was at the cookout, yes. That nobody hit up for his birthday yesterday.
Oh, his birthday was yesterday?
Yes, he turned 25 yesterday.
Oh, I would have made sure I got him a gift.
Oh, Lord, what kind? No, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it's different from transgender women because I'm the oldest of my family, and everybody in my family knows I'm gay, and I always blame my mother for bringing me out because I guess my mother wanted a gay son or whatever the case, because she took me to my first club, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess for me, I come from a different like background per se than a lot of other people, because I never had to hide anything. Like even to this day, I'm still older. Whenever I come around, you know, all my nieces and nephews, everybody knows. I even have a godson named Justin. For the people that are close to me, know Justin as my son. Like I raised Justin from 4 years old. Now he went to the Army. Now he's in Florida. That to me is my son. You know what I'm saying? So I've been step by step. That's why I said about the support system. Because I had my family, I had his family, everybody knew, but it was never an issue. And when he had questions about what I was doing or who I was with, because at that time I had a lover for like 8-9 years, he wanted to know what happened to him when he was gone. Like, where's Cleon? Why isn't Cleon around? So we sat and talked about it. As long as we were free to discuss things and stuff, it was never an issue or it was never a problem, because I'm on a different thing. I don't think I should hide anything from them, because if I'm hiding something, then it seems like it's something that I'm ashamed of. And then it's something that they're confused about. So long as I'm open, if you have any questions, you ask me, we'll sit and talk about it. And if I think it's going to take to a different level, then I'm going to say, we're going to have to hold this conversation and wait for a little until you're a little older. You know what I'm saying? So that maybe that's the reason why I'm at the mindset that I am about this conversation tonight, because I've been through that.
I can understand what you said. And my like baby, listen, my uncle, Robert is damn near 70 years old. He's a flaming motherfucking fag. He's been for years, honey. Honey got his love and everything. I got so many older uncles and aunts and everything that is gay. So my family has been dealing with this for years. But I don't know. I'm just like I'm more worried about my child than anything. I'm not worried about myself because I can handle myself. It's all about my child that I'm thinking about, because gay and lesbian, it's been around for a long time, baby. Okay, baby, we got Sanaya and Monet is brother and sisters. That's my cousin, baby. So listen, our family is already accustomed to this already, but it's just how I feel about my child.
Well, I totally understand that. And you know, and that's something else, Alexis, that we have to respect how other people feel about their situation. Not everybody's going to be thinking the same way as we, you, or whatever. So there's so many different opinions. So that's why I have no choice but to respect her, Kelly. Even Bishop. Bishop's delivery may be way off, but deep down in the core, I do understand what he's saying. I understand, because he's coming from a different side of it. Like, we don't know what happened with his life and all that stuff.
I understand you agree with him, but okay, go ahead.
No. I'm just saying, because everybody's story is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, Bishop, to me, comes from, I mean, I don't want to upset him any more than he is and something like that, but it seems like he's dealing with a lot of pain. So his story may be totally different than yours, Alexis. It doesn't sound like you had a lot of pain or whatever. Maybe, I don't know. But if you did you kind of survive and go on?
But you know what? You know what the difference is between every other transgender that is dealing with a lot with the name and everything? Alexis doesn't have to go through what we went through with the name and everything, because her mother named her a girl's name. So it really does. It's a difference. Her name is Natavi. That's her boy name. It's still a girl name. It's not a stern name like, okay, Damon, okay, I'm going around and everybody, oh, Damon, or they calling me by my nickname. Bitch, her mother, I would be comfortable with it too if my name was a girl name. Bitch, her name is a girl fucking name.
My birth name is Natavi. But
what does it mean? What does it mean, just out of curiosity?
When I read my baby book, it was a leader of the future.
Oh, okay.
My thing is a lot of people don't really understand that I deal with a lot. I deal with depression on a daily basis. Yesterday I had a real bad breakdown. I sat in the house and I cried all day. A lot of people don't know that because I keep things to myself. So it's not that people don't have to deal with, you know, it's not, because I guess because I have learned how to deal with situations, and I just deal with them. But my thing with Bishop is, and I, as a human being, I really do care about him, but when you have wronged people in the past, there's no way that you're going to expect them to feel sorry for you, or because me and him had a run-in. I don't even think he remember who I am. That's the funny part.
Mm-hmm.
We had a run-in in one of the groups one time, and we went at it, dear blood, because I asked one of my girlfriends to take her picture down. You motherfucking fat motherfucking bitch, you just mad because nobody don't want to. And I'm like, I don't even know you, first of all. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you want me to respect you and your feelings, get the fuck out of here. You understand what I'm saying? So, it's just, like you said, it's his delivery. But then he has to realize that you've dealt with trash, per se, because I don't know what you've dealt with. It sounds like you've dealt with trash. You haven't been in a good, loving relationship. You haven't had no one to love you the way that you need to be loved, because in the training groups, all you're talking about is how good is your dick and how good is this and how good is that. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
You haven't experienced love.
Right.
In order for you to form an opinion, like, I think it's just stupid for a train. Like, what the fuck? How can you say that? You haven't experienced love yet. So how can you say
that? It sounds like he really loves his daughter and his father, because, you know, that's where there's love is. But I think that's immediate family. And you're right. You kind of need another form or fashion of love. You know what I'm saying? You need to express it other ways as well, other than family thing. And I think that's where it's kind of.
And he doesn't remember who you are, Alexis. He just posted it in the group. He said, if you had a problem with him, why you didn't address it at gathering?
See, this is the problem. I don't have a problem with him, but I'm not gonna let you just come on here and just bash because of your ignorance the transgender community. That's what I felt like you were doing. You were bashing because you haven't found love in a hopeless place.
And I guess in the way he presented it, I guess from the transgender, I guess I don't know what happens in these groups, because every time I add it to one, I'm kind of deleting myself out of it. But I guess it's what he's been shown or being, the way he's being talked to in the groups. Maybe that's another reason why he's formed his opinion. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Enrique, I have to, because just like after Gagawin, for example, after Gagawin.
You know what? Guess what? Hold on. I didn't even know he was at Gagawin. That's just
right.
Going to show you
so
how much.
Like, after Gagawin, Ashley made a comment in the room, and he said something to it. Then he came back to the comment, and then he asked Ashley, Ashley, if you're listening, I'm sorry for bringing you up. I'm sorry for using your name. He said to Ashley, when are you going to let me fuck you? Ashley then came to me and asked me, she said, because, and I saw that comment, and that's when I said to Bishop, Bishop, this is not that form. We don't use this rum for that. Save that kind of language and that kind of talk for those other rums. We don't do that here. In this rum, everybody is respectful. We respect each other. We talk about all that other kind, that kind of decent stuff there. All that back rum, when you gonna let me fuck you, my dick is this big. He went on a tangent with me. And he wasn't, and Ashley wasn't the only person. There were other people that inboxed me and asked me, could they say something? Could I say something? Could I address them? He went on a tangent with me.
Jasmine, Enrique, see, this is the shit we talk about. Find the post where I say that at, fag. Exactly. This is why.
And if my computer was working, I would go back to the week of Gagawing, and all those posts are still there. See, Alexis, him calling me a fag, it doesn't bother me because it's what I answer to. It's, I know who I am. I'm comfortable in my skin. Between, you're comfortable in yours. And you know what? I'm not even going to attack you. Back to what I said. So he went on a tangent. He even made a fucking video talking about y'all need to give Jason some dick. He's too motherfucking serious. This and da 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 da. So this back and forth bipolarness that he has, I can't respect that because it's, to me, it's a fucking act, it's a cry for fucking attention, and I can't do it no more. I respect those that respect us, and he don't respect us. We a clown to him. He comes on Monday, he goes on a tangent Monday, and we're not going to make this about Bishop. I refuse to make anything about him.
Right.
He comes on Monday, and he talks about why we got to talk about ball stuff. You knew what you was calling into. You knew what you was calling into on Monday. You knew what you called in on Tuesday. Fine, you was passionate. I respect the fact that this man loved his father. I even felt sympathy and empathy for this man when he cried. But to me, I'm sorry. I'm a tar, and I know bullshit when I hear it.
Right, I got you. I totally understand. But, I don't know. I just think the children thing, I think it's great.
I think that he just has a way of expressing himself, and it's just done wrong.
Okay,
yeah,
well, Jasmine, you deal with him because I just can't.
I'm not dealing with him because, you know, there's only but so much I personally deal with and take. I'm just, you know, I give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right. That makes sense.
But, I mean, I don't agree with his tactics and all the things that he's doing.
Right.
202-670, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm back. I wanted to come back on and share something. I mean, I know the topic was mostly focusing on, like, the transgender women and trans men raising kids.
We can't hear you. Your phone is going in and out.
No, I said I noticed the topic was mostly focused on trans women and trans men raising kids. But I saw in a group someone had posted something about, you know, about the Bush Queens or, you know, regular gay men raising kids. I'm a father. I've raised a child myself. And a lot of the stuff that was discussed tonight, I mean, I can relate to a lot of it. But, again, like what Kelly was saying, it's different for me as a man, a gay man living as a man, because I could, you know, get by during the day and, you know, I really don't really have to explain what my sexual orientation is. But my story is that my child, the same way everyone talks about, you know, when your child comes a certain age, you feel that you're going to sit down and have that conversation. You know, all my life, you know, I raised my child thinking the same thing. Unfortunately for me, the opportunity was taken away from me because someone else told it before I did, had a chance to. And, you know, that was something that always...
Was it family or was it a neighborhood? Who was it that told?
No, her mother, she married someone, and he didn't like me, and, you know, he was very homophobic and things like that. So for a long time, he was threatening, he was going to tell her and, you know, all this type of stuff. And then
one day he called me, like, called my phone at like 3 o'clock in the morning, because he saw that I had called her mom to discuss something with her, you know, and why the fuck are you calling my phone, and you know, you're a faggot and this, and I don't even want you coming by the house anymore. I'm gonna raise your child. I'm the dad. I'm gonna be her father now, and you know, so going back and forth like that. So, you know, after we, you know, argued on the phone, that's that next morning, he took it upon himself to sit her down and have a conversation about my lifestyle.
How old was she?
She was, I would say, I think she was about 10.
Okay.
And, you know, so, and it wasn't even like the mom even took the opportunity to say, listen, I thought you should know. You know, it wasn't until I went to go see her grandmother that the grandmother say, you know, sit down, I need to talk to you. You know, she's talking to me about, your lifestyle. Have you talked to her? I said, no, I never had the conversation with her. And she said, well, you need to have it now because they told her, or one of them have told her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it could come from people in the community. It could come from someone at school. It could even come from, you know, disgruntled ex-girlfriend or her.
Right. That's what I was saying earlier. You're absolutely right. So you didn't have a support system?
I had a good support system. I still do. I always have. But like I said, you plan it. Like all this time I'm thinking, okay, well, she's 10. And you know, you assess your child's maturity and how as they grow, when they're ready to deal with certain things.
Right.
And I didn't I thought she was getting to that point. Because, you know, you also can kind of gauge by the certain questions they ask you and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And she was always asking, like, when are you and mom getting back together? When are y'all getting back together? And then now that she has, a stepdad in the house, she stopped asking that question. So, you know, I'm realizing now she's starting to think about different things. So, you know, it was hard for me. But, you know, once we sat down and had the conversation, now my daughter, she's perfectly fine with it. You know, she even experimented when she became older with thinking she might be interested in girls because, you know, she played basketball, she was in sports and stuff like that. But and the same thing, like you guys said, you know, I have a lot of gay people in my family as well. So it's not like, you know, I'm the only person that she has an example of, you know, a gay aunt or a gay uncle and things like that,
right.
You know.
How old is she now?
She's 19.
Okay.
Yeah,
I commend you for not punching him in his mouth.
Oh, yeah. But see, my whole thing was, my family is just that I wouldn't have to do that. Like, my brothers were automatic. Not that I need them, but they would have handled that for me. But I commend you, too, because that would have been, like, a bad example. But knowing me, I probably would have punched him in his face, too. But how did you react? What did you say to him? Did you guys have any words after you sat and talked and told your daughters? I mean, did you not speak to him anymore after that? How did that transpire?
No, no. My thing is, I was more upset with her mother because she's, you know, that's her child as well. Like, I mean, it's my lifestyle, it's my sexuality, but that's your place as her mother to protect her from being hurt or harmed.
Right.
What he was doing maliciously, and that's your child. You should have been protecting her as opposed to allowing him to get vengeance on me.
Right.
So I was more upset with her mother for not taking that opportunity to protect her own child, and then later on she ended up abusing my daughter as well. So I ended up getting full custody of her.
So you end up getting full custody of her?
Yeah, I ended up getting full custody of my daughter because her mom let the stepdad abuse her.
Wow.
She let the stepdad
abuse her. I'm sorry to hear that part.
She abused my child as well. So I ended up getting full custody of her, you know, and my daughter, she's just like is that Jason who was saying how he would defend his mother? My daughter's the same way. She's the same way. You can't say anything negative about me. I'm gay. My mom's gay. My aunt's gay. You know, she's very protective of her family, and she's understanding, and she, you know, she's very open minded.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
Now, how did you feel when
she was raised with a... Hello?
No, I mean, you can go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna say it again because she was like what Jason was saying, because you have that loving environment. As long as you have that, you know, all that stuff really doesn't matter.
Right. Now, how do you feel when she was experimenting with being gay? How did you feel about that? Did that make you feel as though you made that happen, or how did that How do you feel about that?
No, the first thing that came to my mind was probably like some of the people said earlier, maybe possibly genetics, because it's common in my family. Part of me kind of wanted her to be a lesbian. I'm just being real. I did. Cause, I mean, I didn't really want to deal with the whole, you know,
maybe
dealing with guys, getting pregnant, you know, STDs. You know, I just didn't really want, I'm not to say that she can't get an STD from a woman.
Right.
But, you know, it's just that I was like, okay, maybe the lesbian thing wouldn't be too bad. You know, and if that's what she really wanted, I was going to support it. I wasn't trying to encourage it, but I would have supported it.
I can understand you with that because my mom, because my sister was now married to a guy, was decided that she wanted to be gay in junior high and high school herself, and my mother was elated over that, and I was like, you know, what's this with this joy? And she said, you know what, you can't get pregnant with dildos or tongues, so let her experiment, and I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
That's how she felt. I mean, she's married to a guy, ironically, with the same name as she has, but, you know, she has a girl and stuff like that, but it's just the point, it was just a very experimental age for her, and my mother was like, let her experiment, I don't care. No babies. That's what she was thinking. I guess a lot of people think like that, you know. I don't know. But that's it. But thanks. I'm so really sorry to hear that, because that's really horrible. I can imagine how you felt. Imagine.
Thank you, caller. I think his phone dropped, and he's no longer on the line.
Who, Alexis?
Right now, we do have about 15 minutes, 10 minutes left into the show. Enrique, Bish, Enrique Kelly, Jason, and Alexis. Anything else you guys want to talk about really quickly or touch up on this topic?
No, I'm sure you guys talked about the elections. We don't have to talk about that no more. Did you guys talk about that a lot last night?
Yeah. That's all we talked about last night.
I'm so happy, though. So what does Florida come up with? Because I haven't heard yet. They're still not in?
No.
What is up with Florida? What is the tea with that?
They had people voting in Florida until 3 o'clock in the morning last night.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But he still has the popular vote, though, right?
Was still online.
Yeah. If Barack Obama wins Florida, he'll have 353 electoral votes. If Mitt Romney won it, he has 235.
He's still winning. That guy is
still stepping. It's still when he was in the, still not in the running.
Wow. So what is it looking? Is it looking, because the last time I noticed, sorry, it was early today, it was still in Obama's favor. Has it changed now?
No, it's still in his favor. Mitt Romney has no chance in the world.
No. I'm talking about for Florida, not for the presidency. I'm talking about for Florida. Is it getting close to them? Because I know Obama was ahead by like maybe 100,000 votes or something. Did it tighten up more?
No, it's not gonna tighten up. No, it's no tightening up at all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Romney got his ass spanked. Okay.
Yeah.
I put him across my knee and spanked his ass. And then Alexis beat him.
But you know what I'm really proud of? And it's, you know, I'm going to have to say that Caesar had a big part of that. That vote, a gag, really woke up a lot of the ballroom kids. And I was really, really proud to see pictures and timeline pictures. Even though the ballot, posting ballot shit is illegal, but I was glad to see them in there to have a ballot in their hand. No shade. You know what I'm saying? So I was really proud of that because Facebook was popping yesterday. Popping. A lot of people were in line. A lot of people were doing that. So I was really proud of our black folks because we really showed out for this election. And the Latins did too. So I think after that 47th thing, that helped a lot. Everybody was ready to go after that. That's it, though.
Yeah, that's funny. I'm so happy he's back in the office, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Try getting the room for that date, though. The 20th. Is it January 20th, February 20th?
Mm-hmm.
try getting a room. Got to talk about some rooms that will be high as fuck.
I know. I want to go down there so bad.
You need to stay with somebody who has a place, because I'm telling you.
I want to be down there so bad. But they said 2016 is going to be a Clinton Bush election.
What do you mean Clinton Bush? You mean Hillary?
Hillary and George Bush son.
Oh. Wow.
That's what they predicted for 2016.
I don't know if people are going to really want to vote for Bush, because wasn't the party trying to stay away from Bush? They've been trying to stay away from Bush for two elections. They're going to actually try to put him back out there?
That's what they were saying. But even if they do that, I think if Hillary does run and it's a Bush-Clinton ticket, I think Hillary's going to win. The only way the Republicans is going to take back office, they're going to have to get the governor from New Jersey up there on that ticket for them to take over the office.
What do you mean?
What's his name? Christie. That's the only way the Republicans is going to get back in office again, if they pick Christie on the ticket.
Oh, wow. Wasn't that supposed to be Romney's first running mate, though, before the dude he picked?
Yeah, but they wanted him to run, but he didn't want to run. But I think in 2016, that's the only way the Republicans are going to get back into office, if they put him on the ticket. Other than that, the Republicans can wrap it up, honey. They can have the Senate, honey, but they never going to get that office back, honey, until they get somebody strong. Because all of these people that they're putting out there, it's nonsense.
Well, that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, guys, I'm going to have to get off the phone because I have to work tomorrow. But I had a great discussion, and to you guys, good night, Kelly. Good night, Jasmine.
Thank you, Enrique, for tuning in.
Thank you, and good night, Jason.
Good night, Enrique.
All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good night.
All right. So, Kelly, you ready for this weekend?
Ready for what?
The ball.
For the ball.
Oh, let me see who on the phone lies. Hey, me. Hotel room.
Enrique is going, I might be there.
Hotel rooms is $300.
For this weekend?
Okay. Hotel rooms is $300, honey, and those megabus is not clean, honey. And I'm wearing winter white. I need a room.
What the hell is going on in D.C. this weekend?
It's Veterans Weekend.
It's
they
what
say
weekend?
They're doing all kinds of things in D.C. this weekend.
Oh.
I need me a room, honey, and I ain't paying more than $50.
Well, you better stay at the Days Inn.
No, baby, I work at the Marriott. I'm an employee at the Marriott, honey. If they don't have no employee rates, honey, I ain't going.
Mm. Alexis?
Alexis is snoring.
She fell asleep that fast.
Yeah, that's Alexis snoring. That's who's been snoring the whole time. Y'all ain't hear that snoring?
Girl, shut the fuck up and stop lying, bitch. I was talking and didn't realize my phone was on mute.
Yeah, well, me and Alexis will be in D.C. this weekend, honey. She going. She ain't got no other choice but to go, honey.
Oh, bitch, please.
Maybe as soon as this snow clear up, honey, tomorrow, honey, maybe we going to hit the stores and go stealing.
Oh. Is it sticking or is it just snowing?
Baby, they said it was going to be flurry. They said it was going to be flurry, baby. My whole motherfucking car is outside covered in motherfucking snow. Baby. Honey, my friend put up on Facebook, how the fuck we go from being flooded out to having a snowstorm?
Kelly, what were you going through on Facebook earlier today?